InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
You've been saying that your belief is, under oath, that Dr. Anthony Fauci lied to Congress. Last time I checked, that's against the law, isn't it, Senator?
It's a felony, punishable with 5 years in jail. We've referred it to the Department of Justice. I don't think Biden's Department of Justice will do anything with it. But yes, it is very dangerous to have public officials who we need to have trust in coming and lying to us. But he has lied dozens of times. Usually he tells us that it's for our own good. But yes, he has dissembled. He has obfuscated. There's other nicer words. But he has definitely lied to the American public. And he should be held responsible. But not just that. The judgment that we should continue to fund this lab and that the virus in all likelihood came from the lab, I think is such incredibly poor judgment that he should be immediately removed.
Now is Senator Tom Cotton, who was the first politician to raise the lab leak theory over 18 months ago. Senator, your take on these new documents?
Well, Laura, I've said for months that Tony Fauci should be fired. Now it's clear that he lied to Congress, so he should be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. You know, for 18 months, he's been saddling up his moral high horse and clucking his tongue at college kids who want to go celebrate a football game in an outdoor stadium on a nice fall day, or parents who don't want their kindergartners to have to wear masks their entire lives, telling you have to wear 3 masks, when all along he's been lying, not just to Congress, but to the American people, about his role in funding the very reckless, dangerous research at a Chinese communist lab that unleashed this pandemic on the world. It is a disgrace, and it's time for Tony Fauci to be held accountable.
If you had to...
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm just going to be completely honest with you. I have been on air 28 years, and I've never experienced what I'm now experiencing. It's not because I'm old, not because I'm physically or mentally tired. It's because there is hundreds of times smoking gun information that there was out there about the New World Order plan 25 years ago, 26, 27, 28 years ago. I mean, the amount of news here is just makes me become dizzy. I'm just marveling at this. They have announced all over the world that you must pledge allegiance to the New World Order and stay locked in your house forever and depopulate, and that you are non-essential. Biden is set to announce forced inoculations for all federal workers. They don't care if you already have immunity. They don't care if you have a medical condition. It's just total criminal subservience. You have 2 U.S. senators finally calling for Fauci's arrest and how many years they want him to serve in prison. Tom Cotton and Rand Paul. We've got more of the interviews you just saw coming up. And there's even more documents in the... In fact, guys, bring in the 900 pages I have on my little desk out there, please. I forgot to bring that in yesterday. Thanks. I want to show you the 900 pages here, or I'll get it during the break. Right outside that door right there. So this is the level that we're at here now. And it's just out in the open. It's so bizarre. I haven't even scratched the surface. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27 stacks. Some of these stacks are 30, 40 articles. I mean, I've got 900 pages of that says, quote, gain of function on it. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. We'll be right back. There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere. Is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founding of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're live on this Thursday, September 9th, worldwide transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we are all going through this attack, this globalist depopulation, the industrialization, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 attack together, and only realizing that this is a premeditated corporate planetary takeover, do we have any chance of defeating these tyrants? But we have a very good chance that we just wake up and realize that fighting back, speaking out, and not complying is the way forward, is the American way that led the world out of incredible oppression. That's why our system's under attack. It's why the National Archives, the Library of Congress, are now saying remove the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They put trigger warnings on them saying they're racist and evil. Because those ideas that are enshrined there, we don't get our rights from the Bill of Rights and Constitution, but it legally enshrines them. And the idea of a true republic is a countervailing system to the globalist anti-human depopulation transhumanist tyranny. Now, if you're a TV viewer, you can see that stack right there. There's two stacks. That's 900 pages. I read 500 plus pages of it two nights ago, and I tried to read more last night, and I just couldn't do it because I started getting so angry. So I get why Steven Crowder and others laugh about the stuff that's in there, because we already had this in some emails, and Fauci had conferences called Gain of Function. He signed on to U.S. grants saying we need to have gain of function, and he defended gain of function research at Chapel Hill when Obama had it moved to China in 2015. So it would be like saying Troy Aikman never played for the Dallas Cowboys. You just say that's a bald-faced lie, or red lights aren't red. So these new 900 pages that are right there that The Intercept sued and got has a lot of the same thing in it. I mean, we've played clips of Fauci at conferences that are called Gain of Function Conference defending it. So when he gets up and perjures himself under oath to Congress and says it's preposterous, no one's ever done that and it's not true, it's because he knows he has the FBI in his pocket. He knows he has the Justice Department in his pocket. He knows he was greenlit by the global establishment and the UN to cook up that virus and to release that virus and to come out with a vaccine that would create a mutated virus that was far more dangerous and that spread faster. And that's Delta. And so, and we told you all this 18, 19 months ago was going to happen. This is mainline science. It's not like we're just telling you this now. So we now have Senator Cotton, we now have Senator Paul, and I know that's because our listeners have been hammering them, great job, keep it going, saying it's time to arrest Fauci. The penalty for each time you lie to Congress is 5 years in prison. They tried to put Roger Stone in prison for, quote, two lies to Congress for 10 years, 5 years per count. And he had lied. He said, I know an intermediary talking to Julian Assange. Well, back then, Julian Assange was on the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, Fox News. He wouldn't give us the time of day. I think the guy's a hero. Want to get him out of solitary confinement, but we were just, you know, little conspiracy people over there. I mean, he wouldn't give us the time of day. So we were, Roger Stone basically was a pundit here. He wasn't paid yet to host the war room, but we were trying to get Julian Assange on. I know. He said, I talked to Randy Credico, this New York talk show host. He knows him, and we're going to try to get him. He says it's big. It's Hillary stuff. Then I saw him indicted for saying he lied to Congress, that he was in control of WikiLeaks, that he lied about that. Wasn't in control of it. Couldn't even talk to him. So they were trying to put him in jail for 10 years. They had a bunch of other charges, too. It was to be longer than that. For nothing. And then there's Clapper saying, as the head of national security, we've never spied on any American with the NSA. That's like saying a bear has never defecated in the woods. Fish have never swum in the sea. And then now he gets up there, Fauci, and does all this, and it's just over the top. But it's because that little arrogant monster has been running depopulation and poison vaccines and cancer-filled vaccine operations for over 40 years. So he's got the UN and the Bill and Melinda Gates and all these major institutions behind him. But the good news is all these regulators are quitting and leaving him. Because they're saying what you're doing is wrong. Even the UN came out and said, don't give booster shots. Because it's going to make people so damn sick. This weapon works too well. And they're getting scared. Their own scientists are saying, you better quit or I'm going public. Like they did in 2019 in December when the head of the vaccine program had an emergency conference for 2 days saying the vaccines don't work. They're hurting people. Doctors don't believe in them. Our front line is wobbly. What are we going to do? We're just given this stuff and untested and said, use it on people by the foundation. So she's talking about Bill Gates. So I like Steven Crowder a lot, and I get it. He has a fun show, and with stuff that's depressing, you got to laugh about it. But here's just one of the new emails that is in this 900 pages where the email's called developing gain of function. And that was the whole point. He says, I want you to take five viruses. I want you to combine them with a spike protein so they can infect humans. I've read that the last 3 days on air to you. We're now 3 days into the story. So let's go ahead and roll a piece from Louder with Crowder.
Do you remember Fauci's email to the deputy director of NIAID? It was a Hugh, what was it, Hugh Auchincloss? I don't know. We have the source here. The attachment read Nature Medicine SARS gain of function PDF. Nature Medicine SARS gain of function PDF.
Don't put it in the title.
Don't put it in the PDF. Jeez.
You named the document.
Wow. You never called it game of function. It's the title of it.
It's on the side of the PDF.
And the whole purpose to a PDF, as opposed to say like a Google Doc or Word, is that it can't be edited. It's the digital version of a Sharpie.
If he was just wearing a gain of function sweater, he wouldn't look like a big liar.
just has an arrow, I'm with gain of function.
So, this makes common sense.
This is all references are available at ladderwithcrowder.com. The attachment, once again, Nature Medicine SAR-. So, looks like an M dash. It's longer. SARS gain of function .pdf.
It's like Hillary Clinton naming it. You're going to want to delete this.
So I get it's all funny and everything, and it's a comedy show. So I'm not mad at them for laughing, but I'm not laughing. Let me show you what's really going on here. These are new numbers. They mirror what's happened in Singapore, Gibraltar, and all these other massively, quote, vaccinated areas, which it really, again, isn't a vaccine. Now they have numbers. This is from John Hopkins of the United Nations on Palestine and then Israel. And Israel has 2,000 times more cases and more deaths, 2,000 times what the highest spike is in the Palestinians. So they're at 500. They're at 2,500. And, of course, the numbers are the same all over the world. Here's a bunch of countries compared. And then here's another one, Israel versus Sweden. And you can see Sweden throughout its history. And now look at Israel after they got the shots, boom, all-time high. And now Sweden's totally open because they got very low vaccination rates and got natural immunity. See that? And it's the same. Oh, here's another one. You see it all over the world. You know, you look at, you even superimpose that. See how humans are the same? Look right here. Let me show people. See how you see the Sweden? Boom, boom. Two big mountains and then it goes down. What happens in Palestine? Two mountains, goes down. But you compare Israel, still way higher because they're injecting people. Same thing. See the two mountains in Palestine? See the two mountains in Sweden? Again, for radio listeners, you can just type it anywhere. Israel versus Sweden, COVID. Palestine versus Israel. Because Israel is the most scientifically surveilled and controlled and injected group. They're even worse and more of a police state than Australia and are leading the way, which, of course, it's a new world order. So let me hit that first, and I'll get back into Fauci. Australia's health minister announced that it's a new world order. And then Twitter and others put out warnings saying, well, they don't mean the new world order Alex Jones talks about. You know, a world government medical tyranny. This is just a UN-directed world medical system helping you. We'll be right back on this huge Thursday show. Got big guests as well.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only 2 things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
The nature of evil is that it must dominate, it must control, it wants to lock you in dungeons, torture and rape you. That is its main spirit. It wants you to believe God isn't real and give up and then submit to it and agree to embrace evil to be let out a little bit of your cage to then go out and enslave other innocents. And so the cycle is continued. You're cut off from God. Your soul is attached to that army of failure. Of losers, of Belial. Now, evil always grows and always makes its move when people become dormant, become asleep, become decadent. And this is a grand assault. This is the big takeover. It's never going to stop till the New World Order is defeated. Until Klaus Schwab and the bankers and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers are brought down, they're never going to stop. This is a depopulation, planetary collapse where they organize the collapse. They pose as the saviors, always getting more power while things fall apart, promising to fix things if you just submit and become a slave, which they're now officially doing. So that's where we are right now. And Vladimir Zelenko, the accomplished doctor that really first started pushing hydroxychloroquine and then ivermectin from the studies, and so much more, treats over 30,000 patients successfully in upstate New York. He was on Australian TV a few days ago and put out information that I'm separately aware of from my sources that none of the globalists are taking these shots. In fact, the head of Pfizer says he's not going to take it. I have that video. He said, oh, I'm 50-something and healthy. I don't need it. He said, if you're not healthy, you need it. See, he uses his surrogates, though, to then try to make us take it. But, oh, he's the good guy. He doesn't want to make you. It's like the Australian prime minister is a conservative, an evangelical, a Christian man. I take one look at that guy and tell you he's evil. And then he lets all the premiers in the states enslave and suppress. So it's the same thing. Oh, the UN's like, oh, don't do the booster shot. It might hurt you. While the surrogates of the UN, Biden, set to give a speech at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, during the war room today. We'll have live coverage of that. And CNN's got the leaked plans, and it's just what I told you. He's going to say, we may have to do another lockdown if you don't all take the shot, even though the shots make you more apt to get sick and spread the virus and create mutations. And he's going to say, all federal workers must take it. And then, of course, then you've got to take it next. So it's everything we warned of. It's coming today, 4 p.m. Central. So they're never going to stop. Everything you see in Australia and the UK and Canada is coming here. We're just a year behind. Vax for all federal workers. No testing option. Doesn't matter if you already had it. The natural immunity is 13 times better. Doesn't matter if you've already had it, it can kill you to take a vaccine for it. They don't care. You're going to do it. So here's Zev Zelenko, goes by Zev, Vladimir Zev Zelenko, talking about high-level doctor he knows that is treating the heads of Google. Here it is.
Going back to your treatments that you've done, in the early days, obviously, there was great controversy about what you've done, but isn't there now, we say proof in the pudding, or the results are in, or the runs are on the board, your scoreboard is there. Why isn't there other politicians or people from Australia coming to your doorstep and saying, Dr. Zelenko, we are now having the COVID infection numbers like you experienced, in New York and in the US. What can we learn from you? What can we tell us? There seems to be none of that whatsoever.
Well, that's not true. For themselves and their families, they are doing exactly what I've advocated for. For example, I know the whole executive staff of Google are on hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. I'm aware of their doctor who put them on it.
So when you say that, that's just what a preventative is, like a prophylaxis.
Yeah, so they're taking for prevention, not to get COVID. They're not taking the vaccine. the White House, the CDC, the FDA, they're not mandating for their employees the vaccine. Yeah. So the hypocrisy is that there's a double standard. There's the people that are in power that know the truth, that are doing it for themselves and their families, but for the rest of us mindless sheep, they're advising to stay away from life-saving measures. Mm. I'm sorry, but the data is clear. Dozens of studies have shown an 85% reduction in hospitalization and death if you treat this thing early, within the first few days of symptoms. That means out of 600,000 dead Americans, for example, 510,000 could have not even gone to the hospital. You see, the crimes here are so massive that the human mind cannot accept or comprehend the scale of the malfeasance and the malevolence.
Now, you see, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko comes to the exact conclusions I do, because you actually have Bill Gates and Ted Turner and Prince Philip and Prince Charles and all of them saying it years ago in the Rockefeller plan, and now you see it. But that's the key. What he just said. Too evil to fail. Too evil to fail. Too big. The man in charge of rolling out HIV and suppressing the good treatments and running depopulation operations all over the world, the man that goes to the depopulation private meetings at the Rockefeller facilities, that's been in the news, Fauci, one of the few scientists allowed in, maybe three or four, maybe 50 people go to these Bill Gates meetings held by David Rockefeller. It's been in the news to, quote, set up world government, to, quote, carry out depopulation. That guy's print me a few of those, Wall Street Journal, you name it, billionaires meet in secret to curve over population. He's the guy. He's above Gates when it comes to actually running things. Gates just is the globalist that sits in control of the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Annenberg, and all the rest of them that are carrying this out. They're robber barons. And so the mind, after the lawyers and the doctors and the media, people sign on, they go take the shots. And they say, I just want to go to the ball game. I just want to go back to the mall. I want to go to the restaurant. But notice there's always more, and it doesn't work, and it gets rid of your immune system, and it turns you into a factory creating escaped mutants. That's the name for it. Super viruses. It creates the Merrick effect. They don't call it that in humans and pigs, but it's known when you give them shots, it does the same thing in chickens, where it makes more and more deadly viruses that spread easier and easier. Instead of naturally getting stuff, viruses get less powerful, but when you artificially do it, they get more powerful. This is all known science. That's why you never used to give people vaccines during a pandemic, because it would create mutants that were worse. That's 101. You know, my wife's a smart lady, but she doesn't read all the literature like I do, and she was at lunch yesterday with a female medical doctor from her tennis group, and the woman was telling her all this stuff, didn't even know who I was, medical doctor, about how they're creating super viruses. This is what's happening. They're going to create one that basically kills massive numbers of people, that's going to be hundreds of times worse. They've got to stop. It's out of control. I'm thinking about quitting my practice and moving to the countryside. And my wife came home yesterday. She said, oh, my God, this doctor was saying everything you said, because it's science. It's the, and then they go, oh, just trust the science. Do this. When they're launching it all, a world government forcing these medical controls on you, that's the new world order. And when we come back, I'll show you the Australian health minister saying, get used to it, contact tracers, come into your house, you'll be locked in your home. If you don't take the vaccine, you'll be on permanent lockdown. It's a new world order, a new world order, a new world order.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake.
Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com. Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last, until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com. The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working, and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential, because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, VasoBeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Dr. Kerry Chant and John Kerry and Joe Biden and Bill Clinton and David Rockefeller and basically every major leftist world leader, Tony Blair, Gordon Brown, Angela Merkel, they've all called, except for Putin, for a new world order. And they're very specific. A new world order is the UN, with NATO controlling the U.S. military, invading every country and putting people on a carbon regimen, cutting the amount of food and energy they get to, quote, save the earth, when really it's just neo-feudalism, the most ancient form of imperial control of populations. And that's all the Great Reset is, and Klaus Schwab's own words is, teaching you to have less. And, of course, the Ubermensch, they all have giant palatial houses and yachts and helicopters and jets. But you don't have a car. You don't have air conditioning. You don't have anything. In fact, once they do that, they're going to kill you with deadly shots that slowly kill you and then blame the unvaccinated for it. And they always said they would do that. Bill Gates said we're going to depopulate humans and bring population growth down to zero with vaccines. And he said, and we'll actually finally bring that carbon number to zero and get rid of all humans. And the TED Talk crowd laughed. So here's Wikipedia. They probably need to update it. New World Order Conspiracy Theory. This article's about the conspiracy theory of the New World Order. It's a conspiracy theory of a secretly emerging totalitarian world government. Well, I got the mayor of Chicago talking about locking people up in their houses, and she can get a haircut, but you can't. And you got to pledge allegiance to the New World Order.
So I always said the New World Order would be a medical tyranny through the UN using the fear of a virus to control the planet and lock things down. It's in my 2.5-hour film, 500,000 copies sold, in-game blueprint for global enslavement. Seen 100 million times on Google Video before they took it down. Seen 20 million times on YouTube. Not bragging, I'm just saying it's a major film. I mean, it's right up there with blockbuster, you know, top movies. Thanks to you spreading the word. And the film is still, they've taken down hundreds of copies of it. It's still 6 million views on YouTube. One version's up there. A couple hundred thousand views on band.video since we re-uploaded it a few months ago. I mean, it's there. You can buy a DVD for like $9.95 if you want to have the digital hard copy for your records. Make copies. It's copyright free. But, you know, I mean, you want me to play the videos of me 10 years ago, 15 years ago, saying specifically they'll do exactly what happened? And again, I'm not Nostradamus. I don't have a crystal ball like Gandalf the Grey. They said they'd do all this exactly. And I've just been here warning you and trying to stop it. Now we're inside of it. And how do they respond with bots all over Twitter and Instagram? Alex Jones admits he's an actor. Alex Jones says it's all an act. Alex Jones says he's a performance artist. And you can't find me saying that anywhere. And you can't find my lawyers saying that. You cannot find it anywhere. It's not true. But they just don't want you to look at what I'm saying. And that's how they respond with that bot. He's fake. He's fake. He's fake. He's fake. No. They're fake. They're fake bots, most of them. And then idiots regurgitating and repeating it. And so I just counter that because people need to learn how to see that. You see it everywhere. Tucker Carlson admits he's just an actor. Really, where's the video? Tucker Carlson admits he's not news. Really, where is it? Well, it's because most states with defamation lawsuits only let you, under the law, file certain boilerplates. And so you'll file all the defenses for it and say, it's punditry. And it's my opinion. And they go, oh, that means you're an actor. That's the type of games they play, ladies and gentlemen. But I can show you everything I say is going on. That's the difference between us. You think, oh, Joe Rogan, he's got COVID, really sick. Yeah, he's taking horse dewormer. No, he got better in 2 days with it. It wasn't horse dewormer. It was the human type prescribed by a doctor. But you notice Jim Acosta and Fauci left that out. Just like they lied about the story, and they're still running the story, that the poison control is full of people and the hospitals are full of people with ivermectin. Not one person at the hospital with ivermectin poisoning. The hospitals went public. So you see, that's how this works. So we always said a world government run by the UN and corporations with tracker systems in your phones, locking you down in your houses, shutting down small businesses, and kicking you off rural areas and establishing camps for the, quote, people they're protecting from the disease. That's now official U.S. government policy. They're readying those. And the response is, hey, let's not organize together as Christian and agnostic and Jewish and Muslim and whatever. No, arrest the conservatives, censor them all. And the left pretends they're liberals while they work for big tech and the system suppressing everybody and supporting evil. They're destroying themselves, but pretending they're part of the establishment. When Arnold Schwarzenegger, a husk of a man, comes out and says, F your freedom, and Howard Stern says, F your freedom, we're glad, Howard Stern said he's glad people that were unvaccinated have died. Well, it was the vaccinated created the Delta variant, which gets them sick and kills people that aren't inoculated. That's real science, you old man, Howard Stern. Posing like you're some young rock star with your Bozo the Clown hair. You're a disgrace. You're as close to a Nazi this country's seen. And so is Arnold Schwarzenegger, who does actually admire Hitler. What a disgusting person. Howard Stern's against the First Amendment. Oh, you know, he can spew all his filth before it when he does it, but nobody else gets it. So here it is, New World Order conspiracy theory. Emerging totalitarian world government. You know, I don't blame Howard Stern. He's just like Jimmy Kimmel. They're given a talking point just like Schwarzenegger. That's come out. What does Jimmy Kimmel say? Deny health care to people that aren't shot up ahead of the fake president announcing it today at 4. So this is Wikipedia, a big, giant 20-something page document saying it doesn't exist. But when you go read the document and everything we say the New World Order is, It's all happening. We talk about the corporate roundtable groups like the CFR. We talk about the brave new world they're building. We talk about gradualism. We talk about the coup d'etat. And you can go to Wikipedia's own page on Klaus Schwab, where he's quoted as saying, we are going to seize control of the infrastructure. We are seizing control of once elected governments and creating a dictatorship of the elite and stakeholders. Oh, look, mass surveillance. We claim there's going to be a mass surveillance state. Oh, gee, aren't we in that? We claim the globalists are into the occult, which they are. This is like 20 years old on Wikipedia. Oh, we claim the New World Order conspiracy theory is about population control, but they say it's not. Oh, and David Rockefeller and Klaus Schwab, they're alleged conspirators, and now it's all out in the open. But don't worry. Wikipedia has come out and said it doesn't exist. And Twitter has come out and said, oh, you're seeing New World Order? Well, she doesn't mean that. She just means a new system. Yeah, where you're locked in your house and got to have an app to leave your house, and you're going to be put in a camp if you don't take these deadly shots that don't work and are poisonous. I mean, just everything we said, because that was the plan. That's an Operation Lockstep and all their other damn documents. Before Lockstep came out, I'm in a film called Endgame that has it all. And yes, the way the internet's censoring everything, everybody should get a hard copy of it for $9.95. We got them in stock right now, and it supports the broadcast. It's got a bunch of extras. The film's more important than when I made it 14 years ago. It's at InfoWarsStore.com, made right here in America, printed in Chicago, ready to ship to you right now in Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Get it, make copies, and share it, because it's all happened. And let's, oh, by the way, each one gets 10 free bumper stickers like Vaccines Kill, InfoWars.com, COVID-19 is a hoax, and I'm talking about the whole system, not the virus itself. Arrest Bill Gates, arrest Fauci, legalize freedom, Alex Jones was right, freedom lives. And there's even more stickers get thrown in there. 100% reviews on the film, 4.9, InfoWarsStore.com, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion is going to sell out by Monday or Tuesday, but despite that, I'm keeping it on sale at 33% off, so get it. All the vitamins, all the essential minerals, a bunch of key amino acids, and it tastes great. Fruit punch, all natural. Great for adults, great for children. Really important for old folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, selling out, InfoWarsStore.com. Please keep us on air. Our work is absolutely critical.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
This headline is not a joke. This is America in September of 2020. DC court sends man to jail for watching conspiracy theory videos online. Yes, it says the police did a spot check for, quote, compliance at his home and found him in his garage watching Rumble social media site, which they say is a conspiracy site. Also, he admitted to watching Mike Lindell's three-day cyber symposium. Yes, it was part of the conditions of his bail. The judge said he could not look at any videos questioning the election. No joke. And so they sent the Stasi to his house and caught him doing it. So now he's going into solitary confinement. Communism has come to America. The Republic has fallen.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The way trauma-based mind control works is you apply the pressure and say give up your rights and release part of the pressure, but then squeeze down even harder and say now give up even more rights. By the time you've done it about 10 times, the people will blow their own heads off in order to do so. This is total enslavement. You are the resistance. Prepare yourselves.
On the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order.
A new world order.
Ministry. Within a year of Bush Sr. making that speech in 1990, came out with this song. So now let's hear from George Bush Sr. from the grave, the Rockefeller protege in his own words. Then we'll hear from Aussie public health chief says COVID contact tracing is part of the New World Order. That's Dr. Carrie Chant, who looks like a psychotic demon, but her actions are psychotic. But don't worry, Wikipedia and the New York Times says it doesn't exist. You know, it's a conspiracy of a world government medical tyranny using viruses to take control and total surveillance. And then she's saying, we're going to lock you in your houses in another club. And the leaders are saying that same thing's about to be announced basically by Biden. It's already being done in Europe. But don't worry, Twitter and Facebook are putting alerts up when you share her video saying, this is not the New World Order that Alex Jones talks about. No, no. She just means a new system. Oh, where you're a total slave. So, let's go ahead and play Bush Sr. and her. And then Lightfoot saying, you must pledge allegiance to the New World Order. She gets a haircut, you don't. She lives in a nice house, you don't. You get starved to death, she doesn't. Walmart stays open, your small five and dime shuts. See how it works? Here it is.
Of its founders.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order. An order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Exposure sites been put back in place, especially with reopening and people going back to pubs and stuff? Because our exposure sites still, will they be put back in place to be listed once we are reopening? Because they're not at the moment. We will be looking at what contact tracing looks like in the new world order. And yes, it will be pubs and clubs and other things if we have a positive case there. Our response may be different if we know that people are fully vaccinated. So we're working through a number of those issues, but we will have to reflect and learn.
Because otherwise it doesn't work. So you got to eliminate that compliance and you make a mandate. And then you do training, particularly in the city, I'll call them licensing departments, whether it's zoning, buildings, housing will be impacted by it, planning certainly. And you pick the people that run those agencies and the deputies that are pledging allegiance to the new world order and good governance. And then I think you have
pledging allegiance to the new world order, the Rockefeller Rothschild dream. And once the New World Order is in place, they inject you with vaccines that remove your immune system. They're not injected, and then they kill you with the next weapon, which Bill Gates said last year. He said, oh, this is just a test. Terrorists are about to release the real weapon, which is the mutants, which is the Merrick effect. Look up Merrick's disease. Similar systems are seen in mammals, and they are developing Merrick's in you and your family. Now, there's Alexander Soros taking over for daddy with George Soros and Pelosi, all looking like the ghouls that they most certainly are. God help us. They are attacking us viciously. Bunch of Aleister Crowleyites on record. Look it up. So there you go. The New World Order is here. It's officially announced. I've got more clips of them saying New World Order. They're not allowing, quote, zero COVID cases. They said they will lock down all of New Zealand forever if there's ever one case. Well, that's impossible because you have pools where these coronaviruses can get, which is birds, pigs, everything else. So it's an excuse just to have martial law whenever, however you want. And Melissa Tate put out a tweet, said, when you've been telling people for ages they'll engineer a global crisis to enforce martial law and create a worldwide police state, and this person responded, socialist XXX, saying, are you really looking at Alex Jones, the man who is a legal case, said that all his shows were comedy and in no way real? And if he's some kind of intellectual, God, you have sunk into a new level of grift and idiocy. Nice. You know what goes on with all these fake legal cases the Democratic Party runs against me? The judges have said, we're not going to let you have a jury trial on the facts because stuff they said in the news is all made up. We're just going to default you as soon as we've acted like we've gone through enough court with you, so that you go to a trial with a jury just to decide that you are guilty. They just decide how much money you pay people. Death penalty stuff. Well, here's the good news. I don't care about money. And I can be on air anytime I want, whenever I want, despite all the stuff you've done. And you've only made us bigger and people listen more by what you've done. So I just leave it all in God's hands. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. But that's why it's so important to fund this operation, to keep it stronger than ever. And just know this, a lot of stuff is going on where you can be absolutely assured with a lot of great people that are going to keep us on air regardless into the future until they indict me criminally or kill me. And that's in God's hands. I don't want to die. I'll never commit suicide, but it's all happening. We're right about everything. We're going off their own documents, and now it's here. And so our credibility has already hit stratospheric folk hero levels. And I'm not on a power trip about that. I'm very humble about that. I know the incredible danger I'm in. I'm walking a tightrope here, but it's all in God's hands. But we're going to go to levels not seen really ever in modern history because we have the internet and technology, and everybody knows what I said. They know what I did. And the persecution just adds rocket fuel. And God is really, the Holy Spirit has touched my heart and said, listen, you've said a lot of prayers over the years, including on air. You've all heard me 20 years ago, 25 years ago, a year ago, that God, I know it's going to be rough and I know it's going to be tough, but raise me up against the enemy and please give me discernment and please protect me. And I know I'm a wicked, dumb fool and only you can empower me. And so I'm an open vessel. Please come into me and give me the will and the strength and the discernment to be able to take these folks on. Because I am an imperfect vessel, a cracked vessel, we all are. But it's happened. I mean, the problem is
I look at one thing and basically see thousands of things, just like you do, or millions. And I have such deep knowledge of all this now that it's hard with words to even articulate it, because it, just every thought is like millions of pages of data. But you see it now, you understand it now as well, and we're going to be given even greater discernment as the enemy comes against us, and it's going to cause a metamorphosis in humanity. Not the metamorphosis these Satanists think, not the metamorphosis of them becoming gods, but their persecution of us is like heating up metal in a furnace and separating the gold, you know, the platinum from the crap, from the clay, the wheat from the chaff. So this is a greatly foretold time. This is a magical time. This is an amazing time. And it's a time to run under the wings of Jesus. It is the time to run under the wings of God, because death is always there. That's why we have this in symbolism. Death is always there. The threat of death is always there, like that dagger, the sword. But Christ and the greater dimensions and all of eternity and the greatness of time and space is transcendent and flies on the wings of angels. And so, yes, death is there, and humans have a clock, and we have a time that we operate by. But there is something greater above the clock, something greater above the sword, something greater above our mere bodies that are but vessels to hold our spirits. And this is all a great test, so we transcend. That's what the symbolism of that is. That's my art. That's what I stand for. Accepting death of the body, accepting the sword to be thrust into you, and knowing that in that there is the transcendence to go to the next level. That's my dream. That's the globalist nightmare. All right. We've already hit a lot of it, but I wanted to get Roger Stone on. He came out 2 weeks ago in several articles and said Trump must run. He's been talking a lot to Trump. He doesn't get into that on air, but, you know, I'm going to leave it at that. But they talk almost every day, and they talk at length, and I'm going to leave it at that. And they hang out quite a bit because, you know, Roger lives by him, and Roger's lived there for decades. But he's got the inside baseball, and I can tell you, Trump was really planning not to run, but they messed with him too much, and so it looks like he's really planning to. This isn't a game. It isn't a joke. You've now seen that in the news. So Roger told me this a week ago, and I saw it in the news pop up a few days ago. Other confidants saying, no, he really intends to run. This is pretty big news. We'll get into that. And then we'll get into all this other stuff. I mean, I've got such preparation here. What's in the Fauci documents? Senators calling for his arrest and so much more. Don't forget, Vitamin Mineral Fusion selling out by Monday. It's still 33% off. Get it.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies. So again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last, until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com. In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders, because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm going going to be taping a bunch of big interviews tomorrow and Saturday, and let's put a time on it. 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern will air. Looks like it's going to be like a four-hour special report on 9/11, on the new 9/11 of the release virus and the mutants, a bunch of doctors, a bunch of experts, a bunch of huge guests. I'll just leave it at that. Dr. Zelenko is joining us on the Friday show tomorrow, but we just are going to be working really hard on Friday and Saturday for you, and I'll be back Sunday as well, 4 to 6 p.m. live, Owen, 6 to 9 p.m., because every day we're on air is precious. Every minute we can talk to you is precious. And remember, you're so awesome supporting us, supporting yourself, your own future, run this together, and spreading the word absolutely overrides the enemy. Absolutely devastates them. So more important than even listening to this broadcast, because you're already awake, a lot of you know more than I do, is spreading the word, whether it's on the back of cards, freeworldnews.tv, hey, here's the forbidden information, or whether you spray paint it on the side of your barn, or whether you climb up and spray paint it on some vaccine sign. Ooh, don't do that, I'm joking. We're in a war, folks, civil disobedience. Take action now, like Greg Reese is doing. Greg Reese has done another great report. Find it at the Greg Reese section. There on the left-hand side, click it at band.video. And it's very, very important what Greg has to say here. Never forget how they lied to us. Never forget how they lied to us. Went up last night, got a quarter million plus views. It needs to have 10 million views. And you guys are doing a great job sharing the videos and the articles. I think Greg's got some of the best work on the site, so please share it. Here's the report, and we'll come back with Roger Stone.
As we near the 20th anniversary of 9/11, never forget how thousands were killed and we were sold a lie from day one. If you still believe the story that Osama bin Laden directed 19 terrorists to hijack airplanes and destroy skyscrapers specifically designed to absorb airplane collisions, then I recommend you start with Architects and Engineers of 9/11 Truth. But for those of us who can see past the lies, let us never accept them again. Never forget how we were sold the whole story before the sun ever set that day. And never forget what followed. Homeland Security, the Patriot Act, the destruction of nations, and the weaponization of civilian refugees. As the nation is preparing for the memorial of 9/11, never forget how the CIA and their media spin the lies. With the recent catastrophe in Afghanistan, the stories we are told through the mainstream media are either that the president is incompetent or that it was a huge success. But what else are they showing us? We were shown pictures of the Taliban trolling Joe Biden with ice cream cones, reminiscent of the popular use of memes in conservative American politics. And we were shown how the Taliban is critical of American social media censorship, just as American conservatives are. Call me suspicious, but it almost seems as if they are creating the appearance of an alliance between Islamic terrorists and American patriots. We have witnessed the power of brainwashing. Many will simply believe whatever they are told to believe. MSNBC compares American Christians to the Taliban. And we have seen the recent public warning made by Homeland Security ahead of the 20th anniversary of 9/11 that describes American Christian conservatives as a terror threat. While our borders are being flooded, we are being told that terrorists are coming in disguised as refugees. Like millions of others, I hope and pray to live through the 20th anniversary of 9/11 without incident. But a story is being laid out, and the story seems to be leading to another major false flag event wherein American patriots are framed. Never forget the lives sacrificed. Never forget those responsible. And never forget the way they lie. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class.
Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So many giant events are taking place so fast, it's just simply incredible. But really, the biggest of all is the 900 pages that The Intercept sued and got 3 days ago, released, and I've read over that one right here. SARS gain of function, an email from Anthony Fauci to his underlings, and they're discussing how they're merging five viruses to create COVID-19. Now you've got Senator Cotton and the rest of them, like Rand Paul, saying he deserves to be put in prison, but they control the FBI. Former war crimes prosecutor lays out blueprint to prosecute Fauci and co. for creating COVID-19 at the state grand jury level. I suggest if you want to stop this nightmare, folks, you share this video. Here's another one. Rand Paul calls for 5 years in jail for Fauci lying to Congress. So does Senator Cotton. But the media is blacking it out, and when Jen Psaki got asked about it, she ran off the podium. So joining us right now is Roger Stone. I saw that a little over a week ago he put out a video, Roger Stone, Trump Must Run in 2024. Video's up at band.video. And then a few days later, I saw Donald Trump is 9,900% likely to run for president. New York Times. When will Trump answer the big 2024 question? And the word is he's very close to actually deciding to do it now, when before he wasn't. And so we have his confidant, the guy that got him to run for office, began with his former chief financial advisor, is always very humble about that and good friends with Trump, was pardoned by Trump. And so, Roger, I know you're on about Trump running, and that's important, but I'm glad you raised this during the break when we talked to my producer and said you want to go at Fauci, because you are a great juxtaposed to Fauci openly lying to Congress, caught red-handed with them then trying to put you in prison and wrongfully convicting you of lying to Congress. So let's tackle that first. Roger Stone, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, Alex. I'm delighted to be with you. You hit it right on the head. I mean, I was charged with lying to Congress despite the fact that any misstatement that I made was immaterial. I hid no underlying crime. Dr. Anthony Fauci lied to Congress, and he covered up the death of thousands of Americans, a very serious crime. So my question for you is a simple one. When will 29 heavily armed FBI agents storm his home in the pre-dawn hours? When will he be taken into custody? When will the CNN cameras be allowed to focus on his arrest, and how soon is that going to happen? Because he's lied about something truly monumental here. He's busted, and either we do have a two-tiered justice system or we don't. Let's find out right now.
Roger, how can they not indict him? This is like someone videotaping torturing their wife to death and then delivering it to the police, and then the police do nothing. I mean, this is open and shut.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think he is busted. As you point out, the mainstream media blackout is not helpful because it stops the critical mass of citizens demanding that we have one standard of justice. I mean, for 2 years, as you know, I was vilified, smeared, gagged, lynched, deplatformed, bankrupted, censored, essentially ruined. This guy has cost thousands of Americans their lives. It's unfathomable that there'll be no consequences. It's just, it's extraordinarily hard to believe.
Well, let me be clear. I have on my desk here 900 plus pages that they got. We already have conferences he held on gain of function. We already have emails where he said do the gain of function. I just showed one coming into the segment. I'll show it again for TV viewers. But he's in there saying in 2019 early, okay, merge these five viruses of this civet and this bat and this, and then create a vaccine for it and make sure it can jump into humans. That's gain of function. It's there. It's absolute, complete confession. And then he sits there with that whole arrogant, smug act. He's an evil little creature. I tell you, he even looks evil. He's just an arrogant SOB.
Well, and as you know, that this is not the first time that he's pulled this act. So if you go all the way back to the HIV crisis, when he was the head of the CDC, it was very clear that there were drugs such as Bactrim, a simple, inexpensive, long-approved drug for viral infections that could have treated people with the specific pneumonia that was caused by the HIV virus. Yet Fauci would not approve Bactrim for that official use because he was holding out for a vaccination on which he could not only make his name, but to make millions. And therefore, doctors were not able to prescribe Bactrim for men who had HIV. And again, thousands died. So it is amazing that he's pulling the same act all over again. And frankly, Alex, my hat's off to Rand Paul. Rand Paul has shown enormous courage going after this little weasel, hammer and tong, while the rest of the Republican caucus just remains silent, strangely silent, which I think leads us to our next topic, which is, yes, a very definite shift in my opinion. Previously, when I've been asked about Donald Trump in 2024, I've been more cautious. First of all, in politics, 3.5 years is a lifetime. That event is far from us. And frankly, if I were the president, I'm not sure that I would want to stick my head back in the pressure cooker. I mean, this poor man for us and for our country, was the target of an avalanche of vituperation and hatred and abuse, smeared, and belittled. He still achieved an enormous amount. Now you and I agree. He's human like we all are. He has his flaws. I disagree with his continuing to push the safety of the COVID-19 vaccination. But to his credit, he also said that each individual should be allowed to decide for
That's
themselves.
That's right. He says it's up to you, which is light years better than Biden, who is CNN's reporting because they have the inside scoop. I do believe CNN when they report on Biden because it's the same group. They're saying he's going to order all federal employees, even if you have immunity or medical issues, to take it. That is truly Nuremberg violating Joseph Mengele crap.
Yeah, look, Anthony Fauci makes Dr. Mengele look like Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm, makes her look like Florence Nightingale. I mean, before this is over, Anthony Fauci could in fact be a mass murderer in the same league as Stalin or Mao or even Hitler. I hate to use that because it's so overused, but there's no question whatsoever that at this juncture, in my opinion, Trump has to run. It's no longer a question of whether he wants to or whether he should. I don't see anyone else who can reach critical mass. I don't see anyone else who can rally the people. I don't see anyone else who has risen to fill what could be a vacuum if the president decided not to run.
Well, let's cut right to it. It makes me admire Trump more, all the heat he's under, because I know he kind of wanted to sell off at the sunset of, you know, leave him alone, and he sees them butchering the country. He saw what happened in Afghanistan when he actually had a real deal, would have left special forces there for a while. He sees that, and is that what shifted him? As I know you talked to him quite a bit into now being ready to run again.
I can't really say what the determining event has been here, but I think the systematic undoing of everything great Donald Trump did for this country. I mean, let's start with the economy. They tried two totally fake impeachments to try to remove him. That failed. Then they took advantage and weaponized, politicized this so-called pandemic. I think that he's just reached his saturation point. I think he understands that he's the only one who can step forward and do something. The only one who can save.
Well, he looks great. He looks like he's lost 40 pounds. He looks 10 years younger. Roger, I know you're in a car. I know he got you on late, but to do one more segment on this, it's such huge news. Roger Stone with us. This is exclusive info. And by the way, our Sly Fox friend here knows a lot more than he's letting on, too. Looks like Trump's going to run, folks.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization great reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, final segment with Roger Stone, and then I've got so much global news, some really good Second Amendment news, and some really horrible Second Amendment news. Wait till you hear this. Next segment. But getting back to Roger Stone here on the Alex Jones Show, he's, again, busy guy driving down the road in a car right now, or they just stopped. This is such huge news. So I want to give you the floor here to recap what you said before the break, to talk about Trump's demeanor. I know you don't want to get into private conversations with him, but you live right there in the area. You guys talk a lot and are good friends. And his shift and why he is right now, basically, from the word, and you're saying that looks like it, right now he is intending to run for president in 2024. It sounds like we're kind of giving people their answer right now, and when might he announce that? So start over, and you've got the floor here.
Thank you, Alex. First of all, I would note that in the immediate period after the election, I was among those who urged the president to get out around the country rather than staying at Mar-a-Lago and sulking about the outrageousness of the post-election period and the record number of anomalies and irregularities in the election. And as you've seen in the polls, you now have almost a quarter of those who voted for Joe Biden with buyer's remorse. Not understandable given the state of the country. And I think as Donald Trump looks around the globe, he sees the Iranians raining missiles on Israel. He sees the Russians hacking our biggest pipeline, then giving us back the password, kind of just to show us that they can do it. He sees the Chinese hassling American flagged vessels in the South China Seas, out of the question under President Donald Trump. He sees the Russians massed on the borders of Crimea. He sees the specter of further lockdowns to further destroy the once robust economy that Donald Trump alone brought us. I think he's reached his saturation point. I also think he's looked at the rest of the party and he just hasn't seen, as I have not seen, anyone else who can rise to the occasion. I don't see another viable candidate who can hold together all of those in the America First coalition, who can raise the money, but let's get right to it. Who has the balls to take these people on? Because it takes enormous courage. And the one thing you know about Trump is the man has ice water in his veins. He's tough as nails. I worked for Richard Nixon. I worked for Senator Bob Dole, great American hero. Both those guys were very, very tough guys, but neither one of them is as tough as Donald Trump. The guy's resilient. You've seen this over during his first term, where he let the hatred and the vituperation and the attacks on him roll off his back, and he went right back in to do combat. He's a true American patriot. The one thing that's predictable about Donald Trump, he's completely unpredictable.
Roger, let's talk about this. Let's talk about strategies. Some have talked about him running for the Senate or running for the House of Representatives coming up next year. He would probably win any seat wherever he ran. Then the House could elect him Speaker of the House, which would effectively make him president again, because I don't think the globalists and people that control Biden, Obama, and people like Bill Gates and people like George Soros are ever going to let Trump run in 3 years. I mean, I know the campaign would start in a year and a half, but I just don't see – they know they're in trouble. They know they stole the election. They know the world's turning against them. And so I think they want to finish us off with a new lockdown and stage a race war or something as the cover for a great reset collapse. I think Trump needs to run for the House of Representatives to become the speaker.
Well, the problem with that line of thinking is, of course, he could win a seat in the House, but there's no guarantee that in a caucus controlled by Kevin McCarthy and the Rhinos that they would make him speaker.
Oh, but think about him in the House. He would dominate the whole place. He'd suck all the oxygen out. He'd be in charge.
Yes, on paper. On the other hand, if we don't have a free, fair, and transparent, honest election in 2022 either, then how are you sure we retake a majority? And a Congressman Donald Trump in the minority, that would be painful to watch. So there's a lot of ifs there. On the other hand, if we don't fix the election mechanism so that it's honest and fair in 2022, why can we expect an honest presidential election in 2024? That's problematic as well. All those things said, I still think his best course is to do what he's doing. You notice he's visiting Iowa, the site of the first caucuses in the presidential contest. He's then going to Georgia, one of the earliest primaries. He's doing the things one needs to do to become a candidate.
Roger, I know that you don't kiss and tell, and that's a good thing, but Trump isn't going to mind if you talk about some of the stuff about all the meetings you're having with him and what he's saying and what he's doing. I mean, all the other media that meets with him, are people going to talk about it? I'm sure he tells you don't say this, it's incompetence, but overall, how's he doing now? People like tidbits about the real president of the United States who had the election stolen from him.
You know, he's in the best mood that he's been in since the election. You're absolutely right. He's dropped weight. He feels better than he's ever felt. It's always been a question, I think, of whether he felt good, whether he had the energy, whether his health was sufficient. I think the guy feels 25 years younger just being out of office and getting a chance to catch his breath. If you go back and look at our epic interview with him, there's three amazing things. I look much older today. You look much older today. And he looks pretty much the same. I think his head's in a great place. I think he has the energy and the zest for this. He's still very pissed off about 2020. He should be. And I think that is very much a motivating factor. But look, he's a force of nature. He is a life force unto himself. Politics has never seen anything like him, nor will they ever see anything like him again. He's our best candidate. I've come to that conclusion. If you'd asked me this 3 weeks ago, I would have put a bunch of caveats on it, but not anymore. There is no one else. He is the leader. He remade the Republican Party in his image, and that's not going to change anytime soon. We're never going back to being the country club party of the Bushes. You can forget that.
That's been destroyed. That's why they want to have a revolution, globalist revolution, and totally turn us into a tyranny, because they know they will lose in an open free society. In closing, is it safe for me to put a headline on this live interview when we archive it to band.video that Roger Stone, yes, Trump is running 2024, or Trump is energized, planning to run? What should the headline here be?
I think Roger Stone says Trump must run in 2024. That's the takeaway. I mean, I'm a political scientist. I'm a veteran, as you know.
But Roger, you're basically saying he is going to run. He's fired up. He's ready. You said he's pissed off about what's happening. So, I mean, the takeaway is that's your old headline last week. You're right. I mean, I think Trump planning to run, Trump strongly considering running in 2024. What's the headline?
Roger Stone says Trump must run. I still think it's
Roger, let's get down to brass tacks. Trump told you he's going to run.
I would never say that on the air. But if you said it, I wouldn't contradict you.
Exactly. Okay. You're killing me. I can't. Okay. Yeah, we got to. Come on. You got the big story, bro. Release it. Hey, how do people find you and your great work, Roger, and all their frivolous? Stay there. Start driving. If you got to go, I don't care if you're driving. Come back and plug what you're doing. They're suing you. They're suing you for the Capitol attack. My God. You were totally against it. We're not even part of it. Well, do 2 minutes on the other side about that, because you got to raise some money. So do I. My God, the Democrats are suing our asses. We'll be right back.
So many people say to me, Alex, please stop being so negative. Well, for me, admitting I've gotten a rotten tooth and going in a root canal is not negative. It hurts. It stinks. It's got pus coming out of it. I go to the doctor. They fix it. That's not negative. I'm not living in denial. And so think of globalism as being hidden as an infection that we didn't feel yet, but now it's come to the surface. That's actually a positive thing. And so, yeah, Trump did overall a great job. They stole the election. We can't get down about that. We have forced them out in the open. So now they're trying to suppress us because they know they've been exposed. They're scared. That's why, instead of saying, oh, we're a bunch of losers, look what happened. No, we're a bunch of winners. They're trying to suppress us. Let our light of truth shine and tell everybody what's happening. Your own website, your own show, my show, other articles, other videos. Just keep sharing however you can and realize we're in an information war. We're going to win this together, and the fight starts at InfoWars.com.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years.
against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization, Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product, we need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system, that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and Roger Stone, former chief political advisor of the 45th President of the United States, the guy that's credited for helping get him to run, tried to draft him back in 2000, is Roger Stone. Former political prisoner, convicted of lying to Congress. Meanwhile, he got Fauci openly lying to Congress and Clapper. Pardoned by President Trump. Trump was planning to not run. He told a lot of people that. He was done with it. But now seeing them wreck the country, seeing all the things that happened, and seeing all the support he's getting, he is planning to run again. He's lost, looks like, 30, 40 pounds. He looks better than when I interviewed him 5-6 years ago in that interview. As Roger Stone points out, I look a lot older. Roger looks older, but man, Trump has really just re-energized, and they are so damn scared of that. Also, if he's openly announced he's running soon, that'll make it harder for them to do these fake indictments, because then it'll be purely political. So many angles to this. Roger, I know you know. I know from other folks he's decided to run. So this is a big, huge news story. He might change his mind, but I don't think so once Trump makes up his mind. Tell us as succinctly as you can, and then I notice you're being sued for attacking the Capitol when you never called for violence and were in your hotel room, and the Democrats are doing that. They're also suing Trump. So let's talk about all that, Roger.
Absolutely. Alex, let me put this as succinctly as I can. I think answer the question in a way that makes news. Until recently, I was not sure that the president was going to run. I've not only come to the view that he must run, I think it's essential for the country. Based on my communications with him, I now believe that he will be a candidate. I believe he's crossed that Rubicon in his mind. I think that's approved by the fact that he's headed to Iowa and Georgia, two of the earliest contests. And I'm on board. He's my first choice. Even with all his human flaws, and we all have them, he's still the greatest president in my lifetime since Abraham Lincoln. And he's the only one with the cojones to take on the globalists. He's the only guy who doesn't shrink from the fight. So, yes, I now believe that Donald Trump has decided to run and that he will be a candidate. And I say hallelujah and thank God and God bless America. To your second point, yes, unbelievably. Last week, a group called Lawyers for Civil Rights Under Law, which is a left-wing Obama-affiliated organization, brought a lawsuit against me and President Donald Trump, claiming that I conspired with others to deny the civil rights of seven Capitol Hill police officers and that my actions endangered their lives. This is called lawfare. That's the filing of a baseless, groundless, unsubstantiated lawsuit without any evidence to support it as a means of harassment. My lawyers estimate that this lawsuit's going to cost me $250,000 to defeat. It's outrageous, but it's being heard in the District of Columbia. So people who want to help me can go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com. I was hoping to close the defense fund and get back to having a normal, productive life and making a living to support my family. But between my wife's epic battle with stage four cancer and this whole new raft of phony lawsuits, I have no choice but to fight. So, yeah, the cupboards are bare. And like InfoWars, they have pinpointed me as the tip of the spear. They want to silence me desperately. One of the points of these phony suits, of course, is to try to prevent Donald Trump's name from ever being on the ballot. But that's not going to happen. And they're not going to win these suits. Victory is not their point. Harassment is their point. And no, I know nothing about the illegal events of January 6th. Had nothing to do with them. I know you didn't either. But the fake news media just doesn't stop. They just won't stop. And therefore, either will I.
Well, Roger, I think that's a key point, and you've told me a lot of stuff in confidence. I've talked to others that have had a lot of conversations with Trump, and he was bummed out, but he hoped Biden wouldn't be that bad, and he was really just wanted to ride off in the sunset and play golf. And then when he saw them persecute the country and critical race theory and butcher the borders and just actively try to destroy it, that he went from being angry to really wanting to fight it and is now in that really excited mode. And again, looks 15, 20 years younger. In fact, guys, put that picture back up of him in 2020 versus now. And I saw that photo a week ago, and I went and watched some of the new footage of him on the golf course. I mean, he had a big old pot belly, bigger than mine. Mine's gone down some too. He got rid of like 90% of it. It's not even there. And he seems really genuinely happy and energized now. And so that is so exciting to hear that, wow, CNN's telling the truth when they said they hear he's planning to run. Well, you heard it confirmed here from Roger Stone. So, Roger, in closing, you forgot. You're also being sued by the IRS, even though you had an agreement with them and basically almost paid everything down. So I want listeners to know, we're not victims. We are warriors in the field fighting for the republic. You know, if Trump wasn't going to run, trying to get General Flynn to run behind the scenes. Our phones are all tapped. They know that. That's why they're trying to destroy us. You have no idea. And I'm not being, oh, I'm so great here. I mean, we're calling for Fauci's arrest and getting traction. So we are your warriors. We are your champions. And so this isn't just, oh, please help me. I know Roger lives in a tiny apartment. Mancow told me he went to it. I know he doesn't have but one car. This guy has lost everything in the fight. I have basically been pounded down to almost nothing financially. I don't care. I'm selling my nice house because I always did it as an investment so I'd have money on the road because I'm going to buy more product and more things and more equipment to make sure we can stay on into the future. I don't care, but I need the funds. So how do people support you financially in your fight, Roger, as you help get Trump ready to take off again and win the presidency?
Folks can go to stonedefensefund.com. You're absolutely right, Alex. I have two major lawsuits to fight, one against these phony lawyers in D.C. trying to blame me for January 6th, and the other one, an IRS suit that is entirely bogus, which implies, but doesn't say, that my wife and I have evaded taxes when, in fact, we've declared taxes on every penny that was due. This is, again, an outrageous press release. These are both sensationalized, but none of them have any factual basis. At the same time, it's going to cost me $500,000 in legal fees between the two of them. So, yes, folks can go to stonedefensefund.com right now to help us out. If you want to help my wife in her struggle with cancer, yes, the very best all-natural and homeopathic remedies like vitamin infusions and THC and CBD therapy, they're very expensive when they're tailored.
All right, Roger, thank you so much. Big news. Thanks for breaking it with us, and Godspeed. And with that, his Skype cut out. Let him know we didn't hang up on him. His Skype is cut out. Okay, let me just tell you a little story. I'm always in a catch-22 where we're buying just enough product of our best sellers to fund things, but then a lot of times don't have money to buy more product. And that's why I'm selling my house, because I bought it. Austin prices have, like, doubled since I bought that house, and I'm going to use that money to buy product and hopefully get out of this cycle where I'm spending hours a day trying to fund this place. And again, you never know what a big seller is going to be, even though you know it's a great product. Sometimes I think something's going to be incredible and nobody really wants it. Sometimes something's just something we get to try it out and everybody loves it. BrainForce Plus, we got a very limited order of it. It's basically be sold out by tomorrow. It's so strong. It's so good. It's got all these herbs, all these compounds, and really high-quality organic caffeine, a bunch of different types. In 3 days, it's been 2.5 days we're selling it, it's going to sell out because we made a limited purchase. Now we're going to take all the money that comes in from the sale of this, try to buy even more and get a lower price so we can offer it for a little bit lower to you as well. But that's an example of, wow, this thing's really hot. Oh, it's gone. And now it'll be, you know, weeks and weeks, 6 weeks, God knows, till we get more. That's the catch-22. Also, if we don't discount stuff, people are used to discounts, they don't buy it. Vitamin Mineral Fusion has all the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids, at 33% off. I just spilled some hot sauce on it. This is my personal stash right here. It's going to sell out by Monday, but I'm still keeping it at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com or toll-free 888-253-3139. And yes, we are fighting hard. We are taking action. Support our local AM and FM stations. Become a sponsor. Support their sponsors. Make a monthly donation. Even if they're not a nonprofit. Tithe to that church, but also tithe to the radio stations that are telling the truth and fighting for unborn children. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
This headline is not a joke. This is America in September of 2020. DC court sends man to jail for watching conspiracy theory videos online. Yes, it says the police did a spot check for quote compliance at his home and found him in his garage watching Rumble social media site, which they say is a conspiracy site. Also, he admitted to watching Mike Lindell's three-day cyber symposium. Yes, it was part of the conditions of his bail. The judge said he could not look at any videos questioning the election. No joke. And so they sent the Stasi to his house and caught him doing it. So now he's going into solitary confinement. Communism has come to America. The Republic has fallen.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Master John, PhD, had this to say on Instagram. Today, we will find out if the administration cares about transmission or obedience. If those previously infected who are 13 times more immune to being infected and 27 times more immune to becoming seriously ill than those fully vaccinated, according to current data, are treated the same as or are better than vaccinated, I will conclude that they care about transmission. If previously infection is not given recognition as equally or more immune than fully vaccinated, I will conclude that they do not care about transmission and only care about obedience. We know that NYC just wants obedience. We know that Rutgers, who bans unvaccinated students from Zoom classes, only care about obedience. In a matter of hours, we will find out what the administration cares about. Well, we already know. And it's all federal employees, even if you have immunity or get tested, you must take a shot, even though all the science says it can kill you. I mean, you're something like 20, depending on the vaccine, 30 times more likely to have a violent reaction. There's a whole bunch of them you can have, a bunch of different disorders. If you have immunity to something and they give you another shot of it, this is crazy. I mean, they are just throwing science out the damn window and going, science, 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 and just lying. Oh, we didn't leave anybody behind. And it turns out they're blocking people getting out confirmed because they have a deal with the Taliban. They protected them in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and now China's taking over Bagram Air Base. It's just absolutely insane. Let's talk about Howard Stern. You know, I've tried to be nice to Howard Stern. He says he was a First Amendment guy, a bunch of vulgar stuff, but it's an adult show. He can do what he wants. I've been on his show. I've been on his network probably 15 times or so. But I haven't been on him probably 6-7 years. But they had a poll when I was on his show, and he went, oh, my God. It was like 89%. He said even movie stars get like 70% Well, it's like Quentin Tarantino or somebody. I'm the most popular guest he ever had on a show. Just like I'm the second most popular and third most popular and fourth most popular. Elon Musk has more views on Joe Rogan. You count all the other side videos Joe posted, like 20. My interview is bigger than his. It's my clips together. But yes, I have the biggest podcast ever if you have the clips. But it's not about taking credit here. It is about the reality that people are hungry for truth. And so to watch Howard Stern, Mr. First Amendment, who championed it and wrapped himself in it, just like Sacha Baron Cohen and so many others as comedians, then turning around and saying, F people that died. Turn the stupid phone off. F people that died, these talk show hosts, and then saying, oh, before they died, they wanted the vaccine. No, none of them said that. And some of them were vaccinated. There's more people getting sick that are vaccinated and more dying. That's in the numbers now. I showed it last hour. And this is experimental. It was never approved by the FDA. They just lied 3 weeks ago, a month ago about that. And just said, we're calling it approved, making a new standard. And they had their own scientists, the number one and number two, over the vaccine program resign, Howard. But Howard, we know you're getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars a year. We know you're a whore. We know you're an old man with a stupid Bozo the Clown wig on. Just like Arnold Schwarzenegger, a real damn Nazi just like you, trying to force something experimental in my body. Now, Howard Stern's show is a shadow of itself. It doesn't have any ratings, and his YouTube videos are a joke unless I'm on there. But, man, what an enemy of America. What a piece of trash at the end of his life, because he's like an ancient old man now, to sit there and act like that, just like that other piece of trash, Schwarzenegger, that said, F your freedom, F you. Well, you know what, Howard Stern? I pray for God to bring judgment on you, because you may not believe in God. And I pray for God to bring judgment on Fauci and Schwarzenegger and all you monsters. And Jimmy Kimmel, who also reads off a teleprompter that says, deny someone health care for a heart attack if they haven't had your damn shots that make you have heart attacks. Howard Stern is literally a spokesperson for the spirit of Joseph Mengele. Illegal, Nuremberg-violating crap. Shame on you, you Hollywood garbage. You soulless maggot. Burn in hell, Howard Stern. Burn in hell. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for judgment to be delivered upon you. I don't want anybody to do anything violent to him. But I want us all to pray for Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jimmy Kimmel and Howard Stern and their master, Fauci, and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab to have judgment brought against them in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Will it with me in the name of Jesus. Let's show them the power of God. Let's see how they like it. In the name of Jesus. See how strong your God is now. We'll see what happens. We know what's going to happen. Wouldn't be one of them. Would never want to be in God's crosshairs because vengeance is the Lord's. So let's go to the next clip here. This is Howard Stern praises the death of people that were anti-vaxxers. Here it is.
But it's really funny when these radio guys are the best. There were like four of them died. Four of them who were like ranting on the air, they will not get vaccinated. They were on fire, these guys. It was like day after day. They were all dying. And then their dying words are, I wish I had been more into the vaccine. I wish I had taken it.
You know, I have trouble drumming up compassion. And I think that's a terrible thing, to not be able to drum up compassion for people that stupid that they wind up dying.
Where do I have that clip of that Mark Bernieri guy? Bernier, the guy who died. Oh, I got it. Here it is. This is the guy, I'm not getting the vaccine. That's the guy who died.
That's a great question. And we were going to talk about that as far as the vaccine goes. You know, what about you?
I'm not taking it.
Come on.
Are you kidding me? Mr. Anti-Vax? Jeepers.
Ever?
Jeepers.
No.
Anti-Vax. Mr. Anti-Vax.
And he died?
Yeah, he's dead. He's no longer walks. There were three other guys too. I don't have tape of all of them. And they're on the radio preaching this. I tell you what, as far as I remember, when I went to school, you had to get a measles vaccine. You had to get a mumps vaccine. You had to get, there was a ton of them you got.
You still polio. Have to. In order to go to school, you have to have certain vaccines.
It's not true.
When are we going to stop putting up with the idiots in this country and just say, you now, it's mandatory to get vaccinated. Fuck them, fuck their freedom. I want my freedom to live. I want to get out of the house already. I want to go next door and play chess. I want to go take some pictures.
So he said, F your freedom, F you. Hey, Howard, the people that have had the shot created the Delta mutation. That's on record. And notice that they're saying you don't get out of your house now. So you're held hostage, and so now you're blaming people's medical freedom. By the way, my grandmother got polio from the second polio shot and was paralyzed from age 27 or whatever till 92 when she died a few years ago. And that's on record. Hey, put up the AP article for Howard's dumbass. Majority of new polio cases worldwide are from the vaccine. You understand that, you stupid bozo the clown creep? You stupid person. And he's not even as bad as Jimmy Kimmel reading off a teleprompter. He still said it. Somebody's dying. Don't give him medical care. But Schwarzenegger's the worst. They're all a bunch of Nazis now. Wow, Howard. Never knew growing up you turned into a Nazi, did you? But you are. You're a Nazi pig with a Bozo the Clown hairdo. You're a joke. You're an enemy of humanity. All right, I got to go to break. I'm going to come back with all the rest of these clips. We got a special guest joining us. I got so many damn clips here, but man, I tell you, these people are the scum of the earth. Absolute trash. Wishing for our deaths. F your freedom. F you. And that stupid Robin Quivers. Hey, you dumb lady. They're trying to make vaccines mandatory and force them. It's all a fraud. There's a vaccine waiver to go to school because there is no law. You dumb witch. You ugly hag. You sit up there. You're a bunch of old, creepy leftists sitting there in your rotting New York City wanting us to take a bunch of GMO filth out of these damn big pharma companies. That lady that heads up the FDA legalized Oxycontin for children and fentanyl. They should all be in prison. And Fauci will be soon. He cooked up the crap at the lab. Remember, Howard, you made fun of me last year about it with the puppets? And now it's happened. Yeah, you're going to pay. I'm serious. I think God's going to level Howard Stern and level Arnold Schwarzenegger and level Jimmy Kimmel. And he's going to level Fauci and Klaus Schwab and all of them. You watch. You see it happen. Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
target doctors. He's going to be joining us next segment. We'll announce him then. But I want you to know Roger Stone has been hanging out with former President Trump on a weekly basis. And Trump was not planning to run until about a month ago. But now everything he's seen happening, he told Roger he's running. He's in. So you saw Roger about a week and a half ago go, oh, Trump needs to run. He's probably going to run. Well, Roger said today, you can say it, but I'm not going to say it, Alex. So there you go. That's exclusive. That's big. And that video will be up from last hour as soon as we can get it up to band.video and infowars.com. But I want to play this again. I played it at the very start of the show, but this is so important. This is Senator Rand Paul and Senator Cotton, and the full interviews are up there saying that Fauci got caught in gain of function. He got caught lying in the new documents that The Intercept sued and got. We have videos down here at conferences funding it and saying it's good. So this is smoking gun stuff. You bring him down, he is the kingpin with the UN, the Chi-Coms, and all of them. They're a bunch of China files with Bill Gates. So let's play a clip of Rand Paul and a clip of Tom Cotton.
Crime, you've been saying that your belief is, under oath, that Dr. Anthony Fauci lied to Congress. Last time I checked, that's against the law, isn't it, Senator?
It's a felony punishable of 5 years in jail. We've referred it to the Department of Justice. I don't think Biden's Department of Justice will do anything with it. But, yes, it is very dangerous to have public officials who we need to have trust in coming and lying to us. But he has lied dozens of times. Usually he tells us that it's for our own good. But, yes, he has dissembled. He has obfuscated. There's other nicer words. But he has definitely lied to the American public. And he should be held responsible. But not just that. The judgment that we should continue to fund this lab and that the virus in all likelihood came from the lab, I think is such incredibly poor judgment that he should be immediately removed.
We now have Senator Tom Cotton, who was the first politician to raise the lab leak theory over 18 months ago. Senator, your take on these new documents.
Well, Laura, I've said for months that Tony Fauci should be fired. Now it's clear that he lied to Congress. So he should be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. You know, for 18 months, he's been saddling up his moral high horse and clucking his tongue at college kids who want to go celebrate a football game in an outdoor stadium on a nice fall day, or parents who don't want their kindergartners to have to wear masks their entire lives, telling you have to wear 3 masks, when all along he's been lying, not just to Congress, but to the American people, about his role in funding the very reckless, dangerous research at a Chinese communist lab that unleashed this pandemic on the world. It is a disgrace, and it's time for Tony Fauci to be held accountable.
If you had to...
They are propping him up because he is the manager of all this, the bagman. Because the whole house of cards goes down as he goes down. And it's even in the news today, even the New York Times. Oh, well, it doesn't matter if the regulators quit at the FDA over virology because they don't want under 16s to have it and they don't want booster shots and they're being bypassed. Fauci decides. Whatever Fauci wants, Fauci gets. It's like he's our doctor, he's our father, he's our mother, he's our God, he's our master. He rapes us. It's like he's our husband. And he puts in us what he wants. I mean, this is absolutely out of control. And it's just getting wilder and wilder. It's what happens when you have a captured Justice Department that'll let Clapper get up there and say, when he was the head of Director of National Intelligence, we've never spied on one American with the NSA. The NSA has never intercepted one phone call or email. That's like saying the ocean has no water in it. I mean, it's just bananas are not yellow when they're ripe. I mean, apples are never red. Cherries are never red. You know, green lights are not green. The sky is not blue at noon. Mountains are not tall. The level of gaslighting is just something that is next level. But it's starting to work on some people where they just go, I'm giving up. I'm giving up. I was telling my wife like a week ago, I said, you know, the Delta variant came from a vaccine mutation. And she's like, really? And she talked to her medical doctor, told her that. She's like, it's true. I can't believe it. But we've got Dr. Richard Fleming joining us, FlemingMethod.com. He's one of the most prominent people out there fighting, and he's really predicted a lot of what's now come true. He's got huge news. When we come back, we'll tell you about it straight ahead.
Finally, nothing moves. High news. Black dollar rolling.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it,
The factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, you've got your diamond, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood, and your father be there with her if he only could. But don't play with me.
Dr. Richard Fleming is a cardiologist, nuclear cardiologist, certified in positron emission tomography. I guess that's like cyclotrons. I don't know what that is. Jurisprudence, doctor of law, researcher, inventor, and author. And I'm not going to go over all of his long bio, but he's a prestigious individual. He's got a bunch of patents, you name it. The Fleming Method patent covers all methods and devices able to measure metabolic and regional blood flow differences. The breakthrough made it possible to differentiate functionality of tissue types, as well as non-tissue, and the measurement of treatment of responding use of isotopes, enhancing agents and devices capable of detecting and measuring isotopes. He also has knowledge and patent enables previously undetectable inflammation to be seen and measured in levels of accuracy not found in most common scanning and technologies. So he's a big expert on all the CAT scans and MRIs, and has a bunch of patents, and I've been watching him fight this whole thing for last year and seen him speak out. And we're really glad to finally get him on the broadcast with us. He has huge news on the Delta variant and a lot of other big developments. We'll get his take on Fauci, everything. So thank you for joining us, sir. FlemingMethod.com. And you can start wherever you'd like, because you're the expert on this. Wow. What a time to be alive.
Alex, thank you for the invitation to be here. I'm delighted to be here. I'd like to say that it's a news bulletin that people are catching on to the fact that Anthony Fauci and other people in the U.S. government have helped pay money for the development of SARS-CoV-2 and other viruses using what's called gain-of-function viruses. I don't want to do a commercial, but we did just release a book called Is COVID-19 a Bioweapon? A Scientific and Forensic Investigation, which will walk readers through all the information that you need to know.
Oh, exactly. I wanted to get to the book, too. In fact, I've read the book. It's amazing. Please continue.
Oh, thank you. It simply lays out in detail where much of the money came from through NIH and Department of Defense and other federal agencies, through Peter Daszak at EcoHealth, and subsequently Peter Daszak at the University of North Carolina and Xizheng Li at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It's very clear that they have been manipulating this for more than two decades. They've done tremendous work to increase the ability of these viruses to infect. The evidence indicates that this is the second bioweapon that was developed, and I've listened to some of your program, and I think it's important for your listeners to realize that the development of a weapon like this, a bioweapon, SARS-CoV-2, is in violation of the Biological Weapons Convention Treaty. It's a violation of the Nuremberg Code, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, the Helsinki documents. And the President of the United States people that have appointments to the United States, like Dr. Anthony Fauci, all take an oath upon their office to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. And that includes the articles that consider treaty laws, and to do anything that violates those treaty laws, for example, to force enforced informed consent, which is not really then informed consent, is a violation of that oath. And that makes these individuals not only liable for lying to Congress, but it makes each and every one of them who's taken this oath guilty of treason for violating their oath of office in violation of the Constitution. Now, that being said, I think it's important to switch over real quickly to the vaccines that have been
used. Yes, sir. Let me just stop you. In fact, when I wanted to try to get you on a few weeks ago and last week, it was because of your book. And then I don't want to say I got distracted because you wanted to break the big news about the new variants and the things that are happening there. And that's obviously very important. But yes, the reason I wanted to get you on was Fauci. Since I was trying to get you on, it's been fully vindicated, the 900 pages, The Intercept. So later in the hour, let's start over and really go over your book and go over the research, because I know there's even more out there than is just in this data dump. There's been a lot of information. Daszak gave an interview 2 years ago bragging about it. I mean, this is really open and shut. The question is, what is the mechanism? State grand juries, the FBI, they won't do anything. International law that you alluded to. But let's start over now and get into the Delta variant and the big news you've got there.
Right. So the interesting thing about these vaccines is that they actually circumvent our very immune system and the way it's designed. We talk a lot about antibodies, but our immune system is two-layered. It has what's called innate or T-cell, which is critical to see something coming into our body so that it can alert the second part, our adaptive humoral or antibody component, to really make that system work. And the data shows from the research that's been published on these vaccines, first off, if you look at the emergency use authorization documents themselves, the evidence within them show that there's no difference in the people who develop COVID or die, whether they get vaccinated or not. Now, that's in the EUA data. It's not my data. It's their data. So the very documents that they're using to promote these drug vaccines in and of themselves show they don't work. In the past, we have always taken viruses, let's say rubella, and we've taken all of the variants, every type, and all of the parts, and then we've weakened it and injected it into people. So what you see is the way a virus would normally come into you, but it's controlled. And so if you get one variant or another variant, you're making antibodies, you're making T-cell responses to all of it. What they did with these drug vaccines was to circumvent our actual immune system and try to do an end run to the second part of it. And they did it with only a single part of one type of variant spike protein. And that type is called SARS-CoV-2 Wuhan HU1. So if anybody's confused about where the virus comes from, the very name given to the virus tells you it's Wuhan HU1. They took that type of spike protein and used it for these drug vaccines. And it's the same thing as you've probably heard the term antibiotic resistance, where we indiscriminately use antibiotics and then pressure the bacteria to live only if they're able to resist the antibiotics. The same thing has happened with this mass vaccination. And I have it on the website. If you look at 33 countries and when they started the vaccines, and it didn't matter which of the 8 vaccines that they used, you will see an increase in the number of SARS-CoV cases, and you will see the pressure selection away from Wuhan HU1. Initially through the one that everybody heard about, which was Alpha in the UK, and then to the Beta strain, and then to the Delta strain. In fact, if you march them out, and you can go to FlemingMethod.com, look under that first tab that has COVID, heart disease, and drop down to the second one, you'll see two tabs. One that shows you the case that we have filed in international criminal court to hold these criminals accountable. And two, an explanation about how the vaccines themselves are actually promoting these more specific variants like Delta and now Mu, as all of you are beginning to hear about most recently in the last few weeks, with Pfizer making statements that give them 91 days and they can come up with any type of vaccine for anything that breaks through. What we have is vaccine chasing. And it's just appeared to me that it's like a couple of days ago that this is like a dog chasing its tail or a dog chasing a squirrel around a tree. They have no idea what they're doing on this. They've selected one type of spike protein and they pressure selected Delta and now Mu, and they're going to chase it with another vaccine and another vaccine instead of doing it the way that they should have done to begin with. And at the same time, preventing doctors from using treatments that have shown success around the world.
All right, stay right there, Dr. Richard Fleming. We're going to come back and talk about all this on the other side. We're going to talk about what made the Delta variant and what are these new injections going to create. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. Tell folks, you know, tune in right now. This is critical information. Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see.
But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I wanted to get Dr. Richard Fleming on is he's written one of the most powerful books. I've read four or five on the same subject and learn more each time I read another book because there's so much evidence. Is COVID-19 a bioweapon? Well, are ducks birds? Are eagles birds? A scientific and forensic investigation, Dr. Richard M. Fleming, PhD, MD, JD. And it's powerful, and I think everybody should get it. It's from Simon & Schuster, a prestigious publisher. And you've got all these other scientists saying the same thing. And we had Fauci in conferences in the last decade called gain of function, him arguing for it in his letters and emails. Now we've got 900 more of them. I've shown you dozens on air. With his name saying, I want gain of function, merge these five things, and you look at it, it's what COVID-19 is. And so, doctor, let's get into the science for people. I know you're a smart scientist. You move quick. And like we're graduate students or something, but just for everybody out there, lay out. Because I mean, all I know is you never give somebody a vaccine during a pandemic. Even I know that causes mutations and superviruses. I know about Merrick's disease in chickens, where you keep giving them cold virus vaccines and it creates a supervirus, kills them all. I know there's similar Merrick-like effects in mammals that get. I mean, so you're saying they don't know what they're doing. It looks to me like they know what they're doing. They're getting us caught, and we got to have more shots for the problem they created. And they think we're so dumb that we don't realize it. But I mean, for me, the timing of the release from Wuhan to make Trump look bad and have the Great Reset. I mean, I just see premeditation written all over this. But we've now reached the point where we know they did cook it up. They did lie to Congress, and now there's calls for Fauci's arrest. Please continue.
Yeah, no, it's very clear that for the last two plus decades, there's been a tremendous amount of research on what's called gain of function. And where you could initially make an argument that would say, golly, that's a great idea. Let's stay a step or two ahead of a virus, in case there's something that looks like it's going to be a problem, that we would then be ahead of it versus behind it. That's completely different than what happened here. If you look at what's in the book, a couple decades worth of research and published research that Even during the times when we stopped gain of function research, when it became obvious that there were problems with the H5N1, outbreaks, that were leaked out, presumably accidentally. But, you know, that followed after research already started, and Ralph Baric and Shizeng Li and Peter Daszak have their names on a whole series of research papers that, you know, you turn it over to a researcher like myself, which is what happened at the end of 2019, and I will go digging into the details, not only for the purpose of answering the question of what do we need to do to treat this virus, but where did this come from? Because you have to understand that to fully be able to treat it. So I simply, after we started our research protocol, looking at data on what drugs work for viruses, what drugs don't. I mean, there's a ton of data on the website. There's over, I think it's 213 papers right now, which represents about a third of what I use to develop our research. But once I got through that part, we were running the research. Yeah, my mind as a research scientist and also as an attorney really turned to where did this come from? This did not happen by accident. And there's way too many insertions and changes that occurred that have tracked me along, paralleled my research career dating back into the early 1990s, where I was working on dietary components and really brought out the theory in 1994 that said heart disease and cancer and diabetes and high blood pressure, these are all inflammatory diseases, in some cases brought on by all the stuff you've heard, like cholesterol and triglycerides and homocysteine, a variety of things. But in 94, I also said viruses and bacteria can do that. And at that point in time, Xi Zhengli and the others were working on adding HIV.
By the way, let me just interrupt you. My dad's an oral surgeon and a dentist, and I remember back in the 90s reading medical papers he had and your name being in there, and that's when they started learning that it was bacteria in the gums from gingivitis getting into heart valves. So I even remember that. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. No, I mean, yeah, I'm always stunned when somebody says that they read some of those papers, because I kind of think nobody's reading the papers, but that's okay. That's not well, I'm right. I'm trying to advance and field forward. And, you know, at that point in time, that was paralleling what they were working on with this virus for an attachment site, which is what's called a sialic acid receptor raft site, which just attaches the virus tags there and can do the rest of the work. But if you look at the research that we paid for, American taxpayers paid for, because that's where this money comes from. It doesn't come from, I don't know, thin air. It actually comes from our hard work. And they sent this money to Peter Daszak at EcoHealth and Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina. And there's a ton of other universities in the United States that got out of control with this.
University of Texas at Galveston.
Yes, it is. It is, you know, and we're here, we're both here in Texas, and we're dealing with the ramifications of some of our work. And Nebraska, University of Nebraska, and University of Wisconsin, and even the University of Iowa. I mean, there were, what we know and what we've shown in the book is that, they went from just tweaking it with a couple sites to make it more infectious and more dangerous. There they are. That's Xi Zhengli on the left and Peter Daszak of EcoHealth on the right. And then they went and they took the spike protein of one coronavirus and they combined it with the backbone of another. And that's usually the research paper that people talk about. But when you dig into the back material of that paper, you will find out, as we talk about in the book, that they not only did that, but they inserted five separate nucleotide bases that are critical for these coronaviruses to infect people. And then there's data that's published back in 2016, 2017, where they also took and they found a new component to a virus called open reading frame 10 that if you put that into a coronavirus allows the coronavirus to bypass the human immune system so that we don't make that interferon, which is part of that innate or first step part of the protection for our immunity.
So they gave it a cloaking device. So in layman's terms, they're claiming they're trying to make. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead,
doctor.
No, I mean, so they've been playing around with it. That's the kind of the smartest that they got on the whole thing. And just from my perspective, as somebody who's done 53 years of research, I don't consider that smart, because it got away from them. Is my perspective. The more they got into it, the less I think they fully understood what they were doing. But they were having a great time playing with playing God, to be honest. And then they came up with a scenario where they wanted to try to address the problem. And instead of looking at all the data and allowing doctors to be doctors and treat patients, what they did is they said, well, these drugs don't work. And there's no evidence to support many of the claims that Fauci and the others have said that many of these drugs don't work. So he's way above his pay grade and way above his IQ grade, to be honest. And the reality is that in getting cute, they decided to use technology that had failed for a decade, and that's the mRNA vaccines that they're using. I mean, these things have been used for cancer research for more than a decade.
Let's talk about that, Dr. Fleming, and the new big news on the Delta variant straight ahead, and your book exposing all of this. FlemingMethod.com. Our sites are freeworldnews.tv.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset in global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
He's a cardiologist. He also is a nuclear cardiologist. He's a lawyer. He's got a bunch of patents on that, FlemingMethod.com. And he's here with us until the end of the hour. I really appreciate him coming on. And he was just getting into the fact that these mRNA systems have been around for over a decade. No one in the world ever approved them because you had so many people having problems with them. And look at this headline today. The CDC suddenly changes the definition of vaccine and vaccination. They have been kicking even New York Times journalists and people off of Twitter who come out and say, this isn't a vaccine, this is a gene therapy. You got to have it all the time.
And then here's the actual CDC document. Immunization, the basics, vaccination, the act of introducing vaccine to the body to produce immunity to a specific disease. Now they say it doesn't give you immunity. It just lessens it, which it turns out is not true. Vaccination, the act of introducing vaccine to the body to produce protection from a specific disease. So they've changed it. They're playing God. So Dr. Fleming, you got caught up on the break getting into the fact that they rolled out this mRNA through this emergency. Now they say a month ago, oh, it's approved now. But then it turns out it wasn't approved. It was just them saying it's approved. They said in 2025, maybe it'll be approved officially then, but they use that fraud to then say they're coming after all the federal workers today. Biden's going to set to announce reportedly that they've got to have the shot for their job, even if they have a health problem or have natural immunity. So please continue where you left off.
Well, you know, as far as the federal government doing something like that, there was a Supreme Court case out of Missouri several years ago where the Supreme Court ruled that an American could not be legally forced to take a treatment, that it was unconstitutional. So this is nothing more than another example of people overstepping their authority and deciding that they're going to make decisions that are way above their pay grade or IQ grade. You know, the facts, the data, the research speaks to whether these people have a thorough understanding of what they're actually doing. The mRNA vaccines themselves, in 2017, Moderna, no less, which is one of the vaccines now that we're talking about, the drug vaccine biologics, Moderna published a paper on lipid nanoparticle, that's the same type of technology, influenza vaccines. And what they discovered in that paper in 2017 was that the lipid nanoparticles did not stay at the site of the injection. They spread to the brain, the heart, the liver, the spleen, the bone marrow, every body organ that there was. In fact, the data shows that within a matter of 2 to 5 hours, once this injection is given, these lipid nanoparticles spread around the body and can be found for several days. And what the problem here with using this technology above and beyond the fact that the EUA documents show that they don't work is that when your immune system works to be fully operational, your body has to see the virus actually coming into it so that certain types of cells in the first part of your immune system can attack it, eat the virus, tear it apart, and expose it to the surface so that other cells in your immune system say, hey, wait a minute, this isn't supposed to be in our body. We need an immune to that. Now, that part is called the innate, I-N-N-A-T-E, and it occurs in 3 to 5 days. And it is critical. It is the foundation of our immune system. So with the lipid nanoparticles of Pfizer and Moderna, they're circumventing that by sticking genetic code. That's a human genetic code, by the way, because we know this gain of function research is human. It's not natural. And it goes straight into the cells that it infects.
And by the way, let me just stop you. They said it only stayed local and didn't leach, but I could pull up hundreds of prestigious reports where they have all sorts of drugs and treatments that use nanoparticles or lipid particles to go through the blood-brain barrier. So again, sir, they had to know what they're doing. I know you don't want to speculate, but my God, the timing of the leak, the cover-up, the power grab, I mean, and the fact that that you and others warned it would cause all these problems and now it's done it and now they're just demanding more power. This whole thing looks extremely premeditated to me.
Yeah, you know, and the two problems with this spike protein, when everybody gets down to the spike protein, rather than chasing tails again, I think what the federal government does is it plays squirrel game. And I don't know if that makes sense to you, but you know, you see the dogs and you say squirrel, and what's the dog do? It stops. It goes after the squirrel. So every time you see a distraction, this is the government saying squirrel, and the general public darts off to something else. Graphene oxide is a classic example of misinformation that's out there on these vaccines. So let me walk you and your viewers through this. Graphene oxide has been in vaccines for years. This is not new. Silverware hasn't been sticking to people for years. So this is not the cause of whatever people think that they're seeing. What we have on the website, and again, I would encourage people to go there because it's a wealth of information, is information that shows that graphene oxide prevents the spike protein from attaching to your cells. And that should raise a fundamental question. Why would you want to do that? What would be the benefit? Well, there's two things that this spike protein and this virus do. They cause an inflammation and blood clotting, or what I called inflammatory thrombotic response in 1994. That's when I brought this whole theory out to the American Heart Association. It got presented the following year at American Heart. It got published in a cardiology textbook in 99. We did the bacterial studies from 2000-2003. And then I talked about it on 2020 in 2004. So I kind of thought that everybody had heard about it, but they never applied this. And beyond the inflammatory thrombotic response is something very, very critical, which Kevin W. McCarron had talked about out of Japan. He's probably one of the best neurobiologists, animal researchers on the planet. He's in Japan right now. He's from the UK. And he saw the neurologic damage. And there's plenty of studies have been shown that when this spike protein crosses the blood-brain barrier, it causes what's called prion diseases, or diseases where proteins get malfolded. And one of those is Alzheimer's. Mad cow disease is another one. And the animal models show that the animals are experiencing
this. Yes, sir. So what's really happening? What are you saying? What are you saying?
By having graphene oxide in the vaccines and preventing the spike protein from attaching to cells, it makes the spike protein available to go across the blood-brain barrier to cause the prion diseases.
Absolutely. So it's protecting the spike protein to get in the brain, and that's clearly then deliberate.
Well, again, I'm not in their minds. I can't speak to the intention of somebody else doing it, but it's clearly documented that this is the consequence.
Elaborate on that, because that I've seen the studies on that, and I'm glad you're because you're a doctor and a scientist and an expert, I guess, in tracking things in the body with your particular degree. Is there any other reason they'd put the graphene oxide in there other than using it to get things across the blood-brain barrier, which again is a prion to cause the neurological disorders?
Well, I'd like to ask a different question. If it wasn't what you wanted to happen and you knew it was happening, and you knew it was that detrimental, wouldn't you do something about it?
Absolutely. What do you make of...
So the fact that they're not correcting the problem says, we're good. Right?
What's happening with the Moderna shot? From all your research, which vaccine is the most dangerous?
Oh, that's a question. All of them. There isn't a safe vaccine out there. None of these vaccines have been proven to be safe or effective. The EUA documents show that they do not cut down the number of COVID cases. They do not cut down the number of deaths. The EUA documents show that themselves. They're filled, all of them, with different adverse effects. The real problem, in addition to the fact that they're not useful, they're not helping anybody, and they're causing harm to thousands and millions of people for some of the adverse events, is that they're putting pressure selection on the variants to drive the changes that we're now seeing. And if you have a question about who's the problem right now, it's not the unvaccinated, it's the vaccinated that have been driving the variants the direction that they're going.
And that's the big thing you wanted to get to. We'll cover that on the other side. Stay with us.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years.
against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Around the world, the general public has woken up to the fact that this isn't a left or right issue. This is a global corporate Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Great Reset takeover. This is a technocracy. But very few leaders, Orban, Bolsonaro, and just a few others, are addressing it for what it is to their people. A foreign, anti-human, anti-family, anti-God takeover of the very biological system of humans. This is a corporate takeover of our bodies, of our cells, with the world ID, the medical tracking system that'll be tied to the carbon taxes. It's all been announced. It is a dystopic nightmare, and humanity is starting to organize, but our leaders aren't. We need Senator Paul and Senator Hawley and others that have shown some understanding of this, and Senator Cruz, to organize against this foreign multinational corporate takeover through big pharma, big banks, and big tech, or we have no hope. Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Time flies when you're learning critical things about your survival and the freedom and future of humanity. Dr. Richard Fleming is our guest. FlemingMethod.com, very prestigious guy. He's been all over international news, you know, author, researcher, patents, and he's laying out science here. And now we see all these regulators quitting. We see all this incredible stuff coming out. We see the EU scientists, the UK, the head of the UN says don't do booster shots. So it looks like they're scared of something, like Fauci might be going too far, but everybody says Fauci is in charge. I want to get into the Delta variant with you, doctor. I want to get into the mutations, other doctors I've had on, the evidence that it came from India, you know, how a vaccine knocks out the weak variants, makes the strong go forward. I want you to explain it to people the 10 minutes we have, but I wanted to ask you about this. These graphs we see from the CDC, from Israel, from the UN, from John Hopkins, they all show the same thing. Huge record deaths per capita in Israel, hospitalizations, and it follows when they're given the injections. You look at Palestine right next door, it's not even one-tenth of the same numbers. Same thing goes for Sweden. Same thing country after country. The more shots they take, the more they say they have COVID. I mean, this should end the whole fiasco right now like Sweden and some other countries have done. What do these graphs mean? Same graphs with in other heavily injected areas like Singapore, Gibraltar, as you know. What does this signify?
Right. So what it signifies is a dismal failure of the vaccines. It shows that they do not work. In fact, it shows that they are producing more of a problem. On FlemingMethod.com, if you go to the first tab, which is COVID/heart/cancer, and you drop down one, you'll see International Criminal Court. The second one is vaccine chasing. And on that, I show you exactly how the EUA documents prove that there's no benefit. Yep. If you slide down on Pfizer, you'll see the results of Pfizer, which shows no benefit to the Pfizer vaccine. In the graphic, the EUA shows, if you keep scrolling down there, that there's no benefit. In fact, the absolute risk reduction is 0.88% between the vaccine and no vaccine. But there's a lot of side effects. Moderna has the same sequence, and you can slide down through that.
Wow, I've been on your site, but on this is incredible information.
If you go down to the next one, you'll see Janssen reported on its shots. It reported at 2 weeks that there was statistical difference, but 2 weeks later, if you drop down to the next one, that benefit was completely lost. So you get all of that data, and then you can keep scrolling down because I want your viewers to see it. Then we look at the mass vaccination pressure. And what you're going to see are 33 countries here graphically show up. This is from published data. You'll see all these countries, and you will see the color codes of the actual viruses, the variants. And each time when either the Pfizer or Moderna or Janssen or AstraZeneca or Covaxin or the CanSino or the Gamalea or the Sinovac vaccines were used, and in no instance in 33 countries was there reduction in the number of cases. In fact, what you saw was a continued escalation, and you saw pressure selection where they were pushing the variants. And if you continue down along that, you're going to see the Israeli data where the Israelis went at full-blown effort to try to bring this under control. And you can look, there's Ireland and Mexico. Look at the vaccines that they're using. Mexico used all eight of them, and you can see, and green is the Delta variant for codes. You can see exactly what happened every country.
Predicted this over a year ago. Everybody, all these other scientists did.
I did.
So don't tell me that the UN and all these people didn't know what they were doing. It looks like they're trying to create a Merrick-type disease in humans. And it looks like if they keep trying to now have a vaccine for the Delta, will that make something even more deadly? And how long until it produces the super virus that they're finally looking for to depopulate us?
Well, here's several components to think about. First off, the question is what's actually in the drug vaccines? And back in March, I pointed out that the vaccines that were used, if they only put the spike protein part of the genetic code in there, that was insufficient to get the type of immune response that has happened. And that means that they have to have something else in the vaccines that they're not telling us about. And when I showed people and talked to people back in March and gave presentations, I pointed out something called self-amplifying mRNAs, where they include other parts of that genetic material to amp up the response. And then I showed that the animal model in which they were testing SARS, which is the virus, for self-amplifying mRNA wasn't dog, wasn't cat, wasn't horse, wasn't mouse. It's human. It's published on the website. Human is the animal model being used.
And so that's why they skipped the trials, because they were doing it right on us, right?
Absolutely. You know, one of the very cute comments that somebody posted once, and they posted another video, is the slide that I have of two rats looking at each other, and one rat saying, are you going to get the vaccine? And the second rat looks at the first and says, they haven't finished the human trials yet. And that's really where we're at with everything flipped on its head. They're doing human experimentation. So you're either part of the experimental group or you're part of the control group one way or the other, but you're one of the two groups. And
well, doctor,
this
is incredible. I've seen hundreds of clips of you, seen several interviews. They've been watching you over a year. I know you're in Texas. Where are you in Texas?
Dallas.
well, I would love to pay for a hotel or fly you down here, your gas to come down here. I'd love to do a commercial-free podcast. Our podcast get 2 or 3 million views. This show has millions of viewers as well. It's a big syndicated radio TV show, but it has breaks. I would love to have you come down here and load all this in our computer and then do a slideshow or even a presentation because, man, your site is incredible how you've put it all together. It is invaluable, FlemingMethod.com. I hadn't clicked on that tab of vaccine chasing, and the way you've put all those graphs together, every radio listener, everyone needs to go to FlemingMethod.com, and you need to go to that vaccine chasing area and look at those graphs from the UN and the country's own numbers. It is just devastating. I mean, how the hell would anybody keep taking more shots when it shows it makes record death and record illness? And so what do you expect them to do next? Just keep doubling down with the lie? And then specifically, I know you're already getting there, but get to your point on the Delta variant.
Well, they're going to keep doubling down as long as people allow them to double down. And the reality is that the only thing that's happen that's going to make a difference in that is for people to stand up and take responsibility. I work with doctors all over the world. We are research that, but I have people all over the world and they come back to me with one very specific question. What are the Americans going to do about this? Because they're looking at U.S. citizens to make determinations about what needs to be done. And we need our elected officials that we put in there, Senator Rand Paul, and the other elected officials that are here in Texas to stand up for the citizens of this country and say enough is enough is enough. You can't by executive order mandate this vaccine. And you've got Anthony Fauci telling people that our personal freedoms are less important than his vaccination program that's being rolled out. he did not trump the U.S. Constitution. The current president does not trump the U.S. Constitution. The way this is done under the Constitution of the United States is that the elected officials in the legislative body, Congress, has to pass laws and legislation that then is either approved by the executive branch or rejected, and they go back and they vote on it to make it a law.
That's but right. That's what the FDA head scientist said over vaccines. They said, you're just even bypassing the FDA. You just can't have Biden be America's doctor and do all this. Please come down to Austin next week or whenever you can, doctor, or please come back on our other shows. I want to go over all your graphs. In a minute we've got left, though, anything else on the Delta variant? We see the graphs. It's clear. All over the world, it's made the right. Delta variant take over. The vaccines have done that.
They've done a great job of putting the pressure. So this is like antibiotic resistant bacteria. When you indiscriminately use antibiotics, you breed out the bacteria that can survive. And so what the Delta variant is nothing more than a variant that has changed enough that its spike protein is dissimilar enough to the original HU1 that the immune response does nothing. So our body doesn't recognize it as the SARS virus. It recognizes it as it's something else. Why? Because instead of doing what we've always done, take all the variants and weaken them and inject them into somebody for a vaccine, somebody decided to take just the genetic code that they wanted to play with for a spike protein and see what that would do. And congratulations, it was a dismal failure. It proved evolution theory on the way that things survive, survival of the fittest. This is when you go out there and you attack. And by the way that you deal with antibiotic resistance is you quit overusing the antibiotics. You stop and you pull it back and make an intelligent decision.
Hold on, Doc. We got a 2-minute break. We do 5 more minutes with us. I want to be able to put bookends on this. Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence. Get the product. Support the info.
war.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Oh, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Kate Daly, syndicated radio host, is going to be hosting coming up next segment. But I got a few stories I'm going to hit first of major breaking news. It's exclusive. You know, Roger talked to him. He said, yeah, Alex, you can say it. I'm not going to say it. I talked to Roger, obviously, off air about it. He's been meeting with Trump. Trump's running. He says he's running. He wasn't going to run just a month ago, but now he's running. Exclusive information on that, exclusively breaking next segment. The video is now live when he was on last hour, but I'm now authorized to say even more next segment. Dr. Richard Fleming, we've got to get him in studio. He's down here in Texas with us. He's in Dallas, my hometown. His book, which I've read, is excellent. I'm going to try to get a few thousand copies to sell at InfoWarsStore.com. It's published by Simon & Schuster. So see, he's a prestigious guy coming out asking the question, is COVID-19 a bioweapon, a scientific and forensic investigation? We got 4 minutes till we end this segment. You got cut off by the break on that key subject about getting government motivated, getting them taking action, and the main point you were hitting about, just like with antibiotics creating drug-resistant things, the same thing happens with these vaccines, and just like with Merrick's disease in chickens, create superviruses. You show the graphs from the UN's own site, and it's conclusive that it's going straight up logarithmically, and they're still not hitting the brakes. They're doubling down. I mean, you talk about watching the establishment destroy themselves. I don't see how they're going to get away with this, doctor.
Yeah, it's just a matter of how much you can convince people and gaslight them and get them to not communicate with each other. And when you do that, you have an ideal setup for the ability to manipulate people and get them to do whatever you want. And it's pretty clear that a lot of people got very concerned, very stressed, and they got vaccinated because they were concerned about family members. They didn't want to make somebody else sick that they loved and cared about. And that type of manipulative type of a I think is part of the most disgusting part of this, which is the manipulation of not only Americans, but people around the world to sell them on the concept that if they didn't get vaccinated, they were putting somebody that they love, their life at risk. Vaccines have never prevented people from getting infected, and they have never prevented people from spreading infection. That's not how it works. And anybody who remembers or has studied that and has that basic understanding realizes that it's designed to expose you to what you're going to see so that when you become infected or sick, you recover faster. But we've always done it intelligently. We've always taken all the variants and all the different types and all the parts so that once we injected that into you, your body had a fighting chance to everything, so that no matter what variant came into you or what part of a variant came into you, you had an immune response. What they have demonstrated very clearly is that if you select out just a part of it, you can force the virus into the direction that this virus has been forced into, which is the further it is from what you started with, the more likely it's going to survive. With antibiotic resistant bacteria, you don't keep hitting people with antibiotics, you'll kill the patient. What you do is you stop doing what's causing the problem. This hasn't changed in medicine. It doesn't change in science. It doesn't change in anything. You know, if you run through a red light and you hit people, the next time you come to a red light, you don't say, I think I'll run the red light. You kind of go, well, I think I'm supposed to stop. That's how we don't repeating and ending up with the same bad outcomes. This is repeating the same bad behavior, expecting somehow to have a different outcome. And like Einstein and so many other people have said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Unless your insanity is being a mass murderer and you're like Bill Gates that wants to remove people's immune systems before you release something later.
If that's your intention, then you're certainly going down the right track. But let me make one comment. Anthony Fauci does not represent science. I find it offensive that he represents himself as science. He has prostituted science, and he's become a major pimp for anti-science. Science is done by people who are methodical and are looking at the outcomes, and when the outcomes are bad, they say it's time to stop this bad behavior. The drug research project known as these vaccines have demonstrated a dismal failure, and an intelligent scientist would pull it back and say, stop what we're doing. Let's figure out.
Well, even the main UK's advisory group said yellow card didn't pull it a month ago. Sir, thank you so much.
This headline is not a joke. This is America in September of 2020. DC court sends man to jail for watching conspiracy theory videos online. Yes, it says the police did a spot check for quote compliance at his home and found him in his garage watching Rumble social media site, which they say is a conspiracy site. Also, he admitted to watching Mike Lindell's 3-day cyber symposium. Yes, it was part of the conditions of his bail. The judge said he could not look at any videos questioning the election. No joke. And so they sent the Stasi to his house and caught him doing it. So now he's going into solitary confinement. Communism has come to America. The Republic has fallen.
Get what you're after until you get on your knees and take the Holy Spirit.
I won't get to get what I'm after till the day I die.
Not true. I love The Who, but it just isn't true. All right, we have a very special guest host who's doing a great job hosting once a week, KateDallyShow.com, Kate Dally, D-A-L-L-E-Y. She's got a lot to cover and always great guests. She's taking over here in just a few minutes. But I got to just tell you, the video from an hour and a half ago, it's now live at Infowars.com and FreeWorldNews.tv, and it's big news. And Roger authorized me to say it. He just isn't going to say it himself. He meets with Trump every week, and they talk on the phone almost every day. And Trump was not going to run a month ago, and he saw Afghanistan, and he saw the open borders, and he saw them destroying the economy. And now Trump's going to travel all over the country to try to win the midterms for other people, which he does when he gets behind people. And now he's really close to coming out against the vaccine. The stuff you did see him say, you know, on TV shows about, yeah, this triple shot, Pfizer runs everything. And, yeah, it looks like a scam to me. And, you know, you shouldn't be made to take the vaccine. That's all Roger talking to him. Okay? And so he told Roger, he said, look, I'm going to run. I'm going to run. I'm going to get, you know, he's lost like 30 pounds. He looks like he's 10 years younger or more. So the exclusive interview, Roger Stone confirms Trump will run for president 2024. And usually Trump doesn't change his mind. He's a guy that does it. So he's not perfect. Nobody is. But he's a hell of a lot better than the rest of the Republican field. And should his running mate be Rand Paul? Should his running mate be DeSantis? I know the two are kind of got a rivalry going. As much as I like DeSantis, I think Trump will trounce him. So that's the exclusive news. That's a big story. And, you know, Roger told me a week ago, he goes, no, Trump's going to run. He's happy now. He says he's doing it. But don't tell anybody I'm not ready yet. And then, like, more, and then now Trump's telling other people, and so Roger's not going to get completely scooped here on this. So I don't usually agree with CNN, but when CNN says Trump planning to run, that is accurate. Okay, we're about to go to our special guest host, but I told you last hour, never got to it, get to it now, the good Second Amendment news. White House to withdraw, town hall reports. It's also in the Associated Press. Chipman nomination. This is the guy that helped slaughter everybody at Waco, and he's an anti-gunner and said that 50 cal shot down helicopters. No helicopters were hit by bullets. He is a damn liar and oversaw the barbecuing of those children. Some bad news. Lying on an ATF form 4473 is a federal violation and can lead to severe penalties and jail time, even if you get one number wrong on your address. Don't lie and buy. But Hunter Biden specifically lied on his, so he's allowed to. And then continuing the bad news, Biden admin aims to sign UN gun regulation registration treaty to register all guns on Earth for confiscation. That is bad news on that front, with the UN more and more running our society and running our country. Finally, it's a catch-22. We got our new, incredible, clean, focused energy with all the herbs and the rest of it. BrainForce Ultra in. We're sold out of BrainForce Plus. It's excellent as well, but half as strong as this. It's sold out. I mean, there's a few bottles left. It's crazy. We ordered such a small amount because we don't have the money to buy out. So I'm selling my house to make sure we can buy all the product we need so you can fund us. You want to fund us. My problem is I'm in this like hamster wheel of, you know, never having enough product because of the shutdowns and the breakdown and the supply chain and then money issues from that and not the money to buy the product. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got so many great products, books, films, T-shirts. Vitamin Real Fusion at current sales rates will sell out by early next week, but I'm leaving it at sale at 33% off. Got a new black and white shirt with a bunch of my goofy face on it. People requested. Sorry, somebody took a bunch of photos of me, and it's a bestseller on Amazon, so I said, why don't we just make a similar shirt? And we also got the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. It's amazing. We've got the hair and beard formula. It's also good for women's skin and hair. It's really just a powerful multivitamin mineral. We got Knockout Sleep Aid back in stock, Ultimate Turmeric Liquid formula, and so much more. Ultra 12's back in stock, the highest quality B12, 50% off. That's our big sale right now. So thank you all for your support. Kate Daly is a cutting-edge, nationally recognized radio host. She is a nationally syndicated multiple markets live in Chicago and Red State Talk Radio, Drive Time, and the world's largest political online 24-hour station, 1 million listeners, along with our online outlets as well. And listeners from around the globe listen and stream her three-hour political talk show, first four Utah topics, and then the two-hour nationally syndicated show. Kate Daly just went through fighting the CDC COVID-19 protocols in Southern Utah Hospital when her husband was admitted for pneumonia, and she battled him and saved his life. That's key, because most of the hospitals won't give you the treatments. They'll give you nothing. KateDalyShow.com. Thank you so much. Take over, beautiful.
Hey, how are you? Thank you, Alex. I really appreciate this. And you know what? There's so much information to go over. I don't even know where to start. Do you feel like that every day? Do you feel a little exhausted? I feel a little beaten up. I really
do. It is
do.
Overwhelming. I mean, one of these stories would be, you could talk about it for a month, and there's hundreds of them. It's insane. It's insane.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting emails from all over the country. And guess what, Alex? The story's the same. It's the same everywhere in the hospitals. People are fighting for their loved ones. And this Kevorkian protocol is not working. It's killing people. And people need to know this. I was appalled at what I saw. And if we can really kind of get a handle on that too, I'm going to be talking about Afghanistan and a little bit about, gosh, everything, the shot, everything today. But I'm horrified at what's going on in our hospitals. I really am. All right, let's start here. Red, or Psaki, I don't know what to call her. What do you call her? Nimrod? I don't know. It's tough to pick one. Psaki comes on and says, it depends on if you're vaccinated or not, our new steps that we're going to be doing, the new things we're going to introduce to you, whether you get a life, whether you don't, whether you... I don't know, get to have any freedom at all. It's all up to us, the powerful. And we've got, Biden in the background, little Mr. Puppeteer, and we have decided that we are going to protect the kids in school by making them wear bacterial cloths on their face, you know, to breathe in all their toxins. And so we have Psaki promising us new dictates from the king. I always love it. I always love to know we got a king and they're in charge and they're just going to take over our lives. So that's just beautiful, isn't it? You know what, though? Let me just give you the good news first. The good news is people are fighting. And when I say fighting, I mean fighting. I put together a reel that I will post on the Kate Daly Show site, katedalyradio.com. And it's a reel of protests going on in the United States right now. Firemen, policemen. Last week I talked to a fireman on this show. And let me just tell you, we have such a situation with protests and people with hospital jobs. 70%, they say, are polled. Now, I don't really believe the polls all that much, but they did say 70% of the unvaccinated will lose their job. They said, we'll walk away. You can fire us. And you know what? It's better to be fired than walk away. Make them fire you, because then you'll have a suit. To do this. That's probably the biggest advice that comes from Chris Ann Hall, the constitutional attorney. She says, make them fire you. Don't just walk away. But we have so many things to talk about. When we come back, I want to talk about Dr. Michael McDowell bringing forward three smoking guns. I also want to talk about remdesivir. Remdesivir is the drug that was approved by Fauci. And right before all of this came about in 2020, right as it was just launching, and said, this is the drug of choice. And Dr. Brian Artis did some great pieces on this and some great exposing on this too. So I definitely want to tackle that. And I also spoke to somebody on the ground in Afghanistan, a woman, actually, a woman who is just a medical person. And she tells from her perspective what is going on. And I like this because I want to hear from people on the ground. I want to know, what is our news media feeding us? I don't trust our news media at all. I don't trust the talking heads. They have nice teeth and nice hair, and that's about it. And I want to get down to the right kinds of stories, the right kinds of things that, you know, that are actually happening. So I'll talk about this at the end of the hour, but I do want to go through some clips with you. And I even want to play Klaus Schwab. I know he gives me the chills with that German accent every time he comes on the screen, but he's more in charge of what happens to us than you think. So I'll be right back, of course, on the Alex Jones Show. This is Kate Daly, katedalyradio.com. I will be right back, and we have a lot to talk about. I want to talk about some scandals in the past too. Let's introduce some history into this too. I always want to bring history in the backstory. All right.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, The factory could only get limited supply, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hi there, I'm Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show, and happy to be guest hosting today for Alex Jones. Okay, I want to get to some clips. I want to show you some things because this is kind of a mind-blowing hour, if you will, because this is going to talk about the shot, what they found, some smoking guns, and also the drug they're using in the hospital that was exposed by Dr. Brian Artis. I love that guy. All right, so first of all, is the shot a bioweapon? Well, I think the next several clips here, the next three clips here are going to really tell the tale of that. Is it a bioweapon? That's what everybody wants to know. Okay, let's talk about this. Dr. Michael McDowell, so we have him on video, and let's play his first clip. This is going to be a quote from Dr. Francis Boyle, author of the Anti-Terrorism Act in 1987, and this was quoted in February 2020.
Francis Boyle, the framer of the Anti-Terrorism Act, says this. International law expert, bioweapons expert, SARS-CoV-2 is an offensive biological warfare agent made in a lab and engineered with gain-of-function properties. He said that in February 2020. I have quoted this in a documentary I did. It's on YouTube called Watchmen, What of the Night, Part 1, where I spell this out very clearly. And he has come to the conclusion, and this is going to shock you, amen, put on your seatbelts, this is going to shock you. He has come to the conclusion that SARS-CoV-2 is a tripartite chimera, and it is composed of one, SARS, the original SARS, and he says SARS is already weaponized, and then that SARS virus was enhanced by gain-of-function properties, and step three, they were all then genetically recombined with an HIV virus. That's the virus that causes AIDS. So a tripartite chimera. If you think I am kidding, I have some notes here that I could refer to. And I call them smoking gun 1, 2, and 3. Francis Boyle, quoting from an article called Antiviral Research, February 10, 2020, written by 3 French scientists and 1 Canadian scientist from Montreal, said the Wuhan coronavirus genetic analysis may provide a gain of function to 2019 novel coronavirus. For efficient spreading in human population compared to other beta coronaviruses. He says that is a smoking gun. Wow. It was genetically engineered for efficient spreading in human population. Wow. That's recorded.
Wow. Well, I was right. So the second smoking gun he had was the North Carolina team, Dr. Jing Lei Shi from Wuhan Institute Virology, and they received a grant, of course, the labs at Fort Detrick. And this is a big story, too. This is about a minute clip. This is the second the next smoking gun that Dr. Michael McDowell had.
Don't be surprised. The University of North Carolina labs at Chapel Hill brought a team together to do an experiment. And part of the North Carolina University team was, they were joined by a gentleman from China called Dr. Zheng Li Shi. Dr. Zheng Li Shi. He was from the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the Chinese Academy of Sciences. And in fact, Wuhan gave a grant to the University of North Carolina so that scientists could be involved in this experiment. They imported SARS cells, SARS viruses, from the Fort Detrick labs. And for those of you who know geopolitics and covert geopolitics, very necessary for any Bible prophecy teacher or any pastor in this day to know, amen, the Fort Detrick labs are the U.S.'s main BSL-4 labs where they research, stockpile, and test genetic bioweapons. And so this team, given a grant by China, were working on increasing the pathogenicity of the SARS samples that they got from Fort Detrick.
All right. I don't know if you can ignore this. Can you? Can anyone? So the next clip is about 45 seconds, and this is the Australia Health Lab and Wuhan experimental, the weaponization of SARS, the weaponization of SARS. When you heard gain of function was really kind of to accelerate the results of said, you know, bioweapon. So here we go. This is clip three, Dr. Michael McDowell. Here we go.
Trick. Smoking gun number three. Research at the Australian Animal Health Lab was funded by the Chinese Ministry of Science and Technology, along with the other two I mentioned, the Wuhan Institute and the Academy of Sciences from China. And the experimental goal was to coalesce the initial weaponized SARS virus, enhance it with gain-of-function properties, and then coalesce it genetically to an HIV virus. Amen. Therefore, forming the tripartite chimera. And so I'm listening to you where these experiments took place. Let me go a little further.
Wow. All right. Fourth one. This is an India lab, and they found HIV in the virus because they used the mRNA delivery system to get this in the cell, just like Dr. Judy Mikovits said, just like all the frontline doctors have been saying, and it actually can change your DNA. This is clip four.
Indian scientists did an analysis on the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and they said they definitely found elements of the HIV virus in the genomic sequencing. So this was confirmed by a team from India. And let me mention to you that HIV is a retrovirus. Retroviruses use mRNA to inject their stuff into the cell. And when the mRNA is injected into the cell, there is something called retrointegration that takes place. And that means that the mRNA.
Wow. You know, I don't know that somebody cannot take all that in and feel like, what? Wait a minute. What's in the shot? These are all documented, all of the things he mentioned. He is actually a doctor of theology bringing these things out. And I don't mind who the whistleblower is or the credentials they have when they're bringing forth something that lays it out so succinctly, just like he did. And in the order he did, I loved it. And I wanted to share that with you because you need to know that we are dealing with a bioweapon. This is something that is a DNA changer. And he said, you know, they'll keep telling you it can't do anything to your DNA, but it can. It can. And so when we come back, They obviously want us to take the shot. Let's just lay this out. They want us to take the shot. But how do they get a populace moved to take the shot? How do they get them emotionally invested to go around and save everybody else, right? I'm going to wear a Band-Aid because you might get cut, you know, that kind of thinking. what do they do? Well, if people do start actually dying in the hospitals and maybe something is making that happen, that would be one way to provoke fear, to get people to take a shot because they have to have this in everybody, right? Mandatory. And so I want, when we come back, I want to talk about the big exposing. I exposed the protocol. I exposed that in the hospital because it actually happened to my husband. My husband, they said, had COVID pneumonia. And I tell the tale of what happened there. But Dr. Brian Artis does a fantastic job at saying which drug is the drug of choice for our country, which drug was installed into all of our hospitals with horrific studies behind it. And I mean horrific. Just wait till you hear this. And I'll play it when we get right back from the break. Kate Daly, katedalyshow.com.
You know, listeners call into the show and they thank me, and it makes me feel pathetic because I sit there and I beg you for support constantly, for prayer, for financial support, for word of mouth, and we're all this together. And it gets old having to come to you and say, hey, I got great products, please buy them or we won't be here on air. But it's true. We're the only media organization in the United States that promotes liberty at this level that is not beholden to the big corporate sponsors. And they've harassed and almost shut down everybody else. They've crippled all the other groups. And we're still here. And as this whole new world order comes out in the open, our credibility's going up. That's why we've got to be taken off air. That's why America has got to be taken down. You can't have all these other nations enslaved and America still quasi-free. You can't have InfoWars has been proven right being on air with all the craziness that's about to unfold. Because if you think stuff's bad now, just get ready. So thank you all. And get into InfoWarsStore.com. Get some great 2020 election shirts, supplements, and so much more. They're wonderful products, and they support the InfoWar. Thank you. In late August, InfoWar saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com. Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset in global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you.
Hi there. I'm Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show. Happy to be with you today and bringing you some very, very important information that you really need to know. You know, they're so desperate to get this shot in you, they're willing to kill you. They're willing to put a drug on the market that they know will most likely kill you. You're just collateral damage, guys. We're all just collateral damage. And the unfortunate ones that die, that's how they're looking at it. Well, too bad. We want this shot. So the shot better, well, it must be pretty damn important, right? It has to be. So we're learning what's in it. And this is really important. I want to play Klaus Schwab. I swear. Who is this guy? It's hard to nail down his exact history. Every time I hear him speak, I'm thinking, papers, please, you know. And let's hear from Klaus Schwab talking about DNA changing, 2015.
Listen very carefully to what this man says.
The difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing,
right.
Just as an example. It's you who are changed, yeah, and of yeah. course this has a big impact on yeah. your identity.
Yeah. And offers certain kinds of possibilities that have to be careful about. You know, yeah. when you began to do that kind of gene editing, some people worry that you are changing what it means to be human.
That's the problem. And, yeah. Of course, the new industrial revolution offers us many opportunities, but it raises many fold questions on the ethical, but even legal implications. And we have to be prepared for it. And that's what we want to do in Davos next year.
Talk about.
Wow. What is he? Hitler's son? Anyway, yeah, it gives you the creeps, right? He's almost like got saliva dripping down his face. He's so excited, you know, so excited about this. I want you to hear, Dr. Brian Artis, because his clip is very, very important on telling you what's going on in the hospital. They want the shot very bad. Good old Klaus there, really excited to do this DNA changing thing. And so let's hear what they're willing to do in the hospitals to make this happen. This is Dr. Brian Artis.
They are still doing it today, and I'm telling you right now, anybody who's got a loved one in ICUs, please listen to me. Anybody who's got COVID-19, you're going to be threatened with death if you go into a hospital. They have set this up where they're going to use remdesivir. 31% of people treated for COVID-19 will have acute kidney failure. Their lungs will fill with fluid. Right now, they're adding dexamethasone, which has 4% reported kidney failure for all those who get it. So now you're up to 35%. If anyone listening to this has a loved one in a hospital and they have added to that protocol a drug called vancomycin, which is an antibiotic, antibiotics don't treat viruses, by the way. If they put them on there, upwards of 10% of all of those individuals will experience even worsened acute kidney failure. It will stop their heart, pressure on their heart, make them go into a coma and make them unconscious, and they will die. And they will say it was because of COVID-19. This is not true. Yeah, they're doing it to all of them. All right, so this is the mass genocide that they're using, remdesivir. There's a reason why.
Oh, you guys, he's right. He's right. With my own experience, we were confronted with remdesivir, and I said, no. No way. Are you kidding me? No. And all I got was shocked looks, you know. Shocked looks on the faces. Why would you not want this wonder drug? Well, let me just tell you. Fauci, when he put this through, I don't know if you guys remember, but April of 2020, there was an article where they were approving this, right? For the big mystery, that they had planned. And what happened was this actual drug was used in the Ebola testing. Okay. They did a study. The problem was they had 56% mortality. Yeah, that's bad. It didn't even make it through the study, folks. They had to pull it. So then what happened was they put out an article
And Fauci said, oh, this is fabulous. In fact, this is what he said. Let me read it to you. This will be the standard of care, Fauci said. When you know a drug works, you have to let people in the placebo group know how they can take it. Oh, yes, please, let's rush it over to them, too. And he also said what it has proven is a drug that can block the virus. It actually can't. There's no properties in it, from what I'm told. And then also, check this out. Gilead Sciences, who put this out, announced earlier in the day that the study had met its primary endpoint, but then didn't provide any other details. Wait, what? Yeah, didn't provide any other details. In fact, you couldn't find an article with any details about it. So then they said, well, they worked on it for SARS. I mean, they studied it for SARS, but they didn't say they studied it for Ebola. Why? They didn't want really anybody checking that out. So more than half the people die, right, on remdesivir. And now we have a problem. But here's the deal. The hospitals, right, the hospitals get this. And they're told that, hey, this experimental drug, this investigational drug, you just go, now you need to go use this. They're not told that it can physically shut down the liver, the kidneys, it's causing death, none of those things. And so they went forward with this, and the hospitals can't make the connection between using this experimental, horrifying drug that couldn't even pass the studies they put it in. And Fauci picks this drug. He says, this is the one I want. Well, of course it was. Do you even know that they said that the group that they used it on, right? Well, half of them left the hospital in 14 days. They never said what the other half did. So I'm getting letters all over the country, you guys, from people all over, and all the stories the same. They went up, they got into the ICU, they were told remdesivir. They were given the steroid dex that Dr. Brian Artis, what a hero, his own father-in-law died. And this is, he's also coming forward with that news too, that his own father-in-law died of this. And I have a friend that was actually given double doses of remdesivir and passed away right afterwards. They're using this drug. They're not making the connection that, hey, people in our ICUs are having kidney problems. They're drowning in their own fluids. We have all these issues. They're even calling pneumonia when they should be calling it the fluid in the lungs, just pulmonary edema, from what Dr. Brian Artis was saying. So what they're doing basically is they're taking this investigational drug, hasn't been out of the gate. Fauci, little Hitler man, said, this is the drug we like. All the hospitals are not allowed to question it. They're not allowed to tell you that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine work. And of course, right now, they're going to call ivermectin the horse fringy, what are they calling it? The horsey fringy medication. You guys, it won the Nobel Prize in 2015 for being amazing in the human form. Wow. So he is letting people know that, you know what? You have got to fight for your loved ones. And if you go into a hospital, remdesivir is not the drug you want to put your loved one on. People are falling fast, let's say. I'm getting letters from all over the country. And it's really getting to me, actually, because it's getting sad that I'm getting all of these death stories. And then, of course, there are people going in and saying, no, I want the vitamin C if they're allowed to do it, right? And so I'm telling you, we have a huge problem here. They are willing to kill people using a drug they know is horrifying. They know it's bad, but they're willing to do it to cause fear so that you think you've got to go get the shot. A shot that you don't need. You can get over this 99.9% of the time. Anything respiratory, they still don't even have a sample of it. And it's all about fear. When we come back, there's so much else I want to bring to the table with you, because there's so much to talk about. There's always so much to talk about right now. It's like raining stories. Anyway, I'll come right back. Kate Daly, katedalyshow.com. Be right back.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization, Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com. The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working, and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential, because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vasobeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance. Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin and Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product, we need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system, that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hi there, back with you. So glad to be here with you today. So the FDA published this, but I don't think anyone really heard about it. And I don't think those morons on mainstream are ever going to tell you about this. The FDA COVID-19 vaccine safety surveillance planning from October 2020. This is a really important document, because it talked about the fact that they knew about all of the adverse outcomes. So when I talk about remdesivir, it has some of the most severe adverse outcomes, because it causes organ failure. That's the biggest thing that kills people in the ICUs. And so now we're looking at, look at this list.
pregnancy, birth outcomes. What do you mean, like stillborn deaths? Yes. We have death. Oh, you know, death. Yeah. Kawasaki disease, arthritis, multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. I'll talk about that in a second. Vaccine-enhanced disease. I'm sorry, what? Vaccine-enhanced disease. Guillain-Barre syndrome. And you name it. I mean, look at stroke, convulsions, seizures. Were you told any of this? Were you told any of this? Of course you weren't. And so when you went to get the shot, they had, they even had the phrase on the FDA sheet that said, basically, hey, if you want to have a family, you might not want this shot. How comforting. How comforting. I'll talk about that too. Dr. Lee Merritt, a friend of mine, she said that it was obvious that a patient had received a vaccine, a teenager immediately went into, Guillain-Barre syndrome and looked at the door who was actually trying to, you know, get her up on the gurney. And the doctor is the one, who was treating this patient. She said, when did she receive her vaccine? And it was only an hour earlier. And of course she said, well, you're going to report this to VAERS. And the doctor said, what is VAERS? It's only the adverse reporting site for death and adverse reactions, the government site that all the doctors are supposed to use. That's lovely. So they knew. And what is multi-syndrome? What is this multi-system inflammatory syndrome? Well, it's a severe inflammation of multiple organs in the body, including the brain, the kidneys, the spleen, the gastrointestinal tract, the skin. And this is honestly, this is huge. What are they doing right now? They want to open up everything for children now, right? They want to jam these shots into their arm. And let's not, you know, maybe we should mention infertility, right? The same folks that came out with Gardasil, that lovely shot for boys and girls. Boys don't have a cervix, do they? No cervix. Anyway, they started giving Gardasil, and now we have 20-somethings that are having a little harder time getting pregnant, trying to have a baby. So infertility, do they know? Do they know what's going on with this? Are you going to try to get pregnant, your children, and try to have a family and not be able to? Can you imagine injecting this monstrosity into kids' arms? I can't. And the hospitals are told they cannot question. And this is really and truly one of the biggest smoking guns is that the PrEP Act of 2004, they actually quietly changed that PrEP Act to include COVID, And basically, the hospitals are off the hook. No tort liability. If they follow the NIH protocol to the letter, now you know why people are dying. Now you know why they're acting like the Gestapo, like they're the warden and you're a prisoner in the hospital. By the way, you're not. Did you know you can actually go out of that hospital? You can actually walk out. And so I just wanted to mention that we're seeing a lot of these adverse reactions. We're seeing a lot of the things now that they listed, they knew. And the numbers have shot up. The graph has shot up on death and adverse reactions leading to death, all kinds of things, ever since we started getting the shots. And that should tell you volumes. So I was doing a little research, and I found this to be kind of interesting, so I thought I would share this with you. The swine flu killed 53 people, and they took it off the market. We have tens of thousands of deaths right now in America, tens of thousands. The VAERS reporting only really reports like 1 to 10%. So it's huge, okay? We have a lot of death, a lot of reasons not to take it. A few months ago, they already had 12,000 on the books. Deaths. They took swine flu off the market for 53. So I'm a research hound. I love research. I'm usually doing it till 3 o'clock in the morning every single night. I know it's like an addiction. What can I say? But I wanted to share with you polio for just a minute, because everybody sort of goes to polio. The doctors go to polio. Everybody goes to polio and says, what about polio? And then it's a conversation stopper, right? You know, I just wanted to mention that 70% of the people that had polio and were considered a case didn't have any symptoms at all. 70%. 25% had a fever and sore throat. 5% had stiffness. Not forever, just stiffness, along with the other things. It was under 1% that actually had the paralysis in the nervous system. Think about that. It was a very, very tiny percent. And back in 1916, when they had a single year spike in it, there was an article I found that there was a paragraph that was really kind of telling, and it said, with spikes like these, then foundations will need to be formed to be able to do some sort of immunization campaign, some sort of immunization, to help with this later on. Now, if you've read the book, Dr. Mary's Monkey, it's when people ask me what was one of the most fascinating shows I've ever done in 10 years of doing this, I swear Dr. Mary's Monkey ranks in the top three. And this was Ed Haslam telling people that, look, when they put out the shot for polio, we had about 200 million people in our country. Well, 90 million of the shots were infected with they grew the cells in monkey kidneys, and the kidney cells were infected. The monkeys were infected. They knew it. They finally admitted it later on. I think it was 2007, they finally said it on their website, on the CDC website. But it took that long. And at the time when that happened, all of a sudden, all of the cancers started going through the roof too. Cancer just started going in roof and, going through the roof, and Nixon declared war on cancer in 1970. But I just wanted to tell you, the guy that started the foundation that did the shot started in 1943. Okay. In 1943, his name was Basil O'Connor. He, was super good chums with those Rockefeller clan, right? With the Rockefeller clan, and did a lot of work with him and befriended the president at the time, who then, of course, had polio, Roosevelt, and, became good friends. And then all of a sudden he was sitting on a mountain of money dedicated to getting a vaccine. And if anyone knows anything about Jonas Salk, do you know where Salk came from? He came from the very organization. Isn't that a coincidence? Like, a coincidence theorist would say, that's just a coincidence. I don't think so. This guy decided that and kind of put it out there too, that, wow, I'm getting a lot of money. It was the first time money was dedicated from government, from institutions into this campaign, right? And it was just before, right? They just happened to have polio come out and strike in 1944, right? Big spike. They were spraying DDT. They were also working on penicillin for the first time too, that had some side effects too. And so all of a sudden you saw a spike. Spikes just don't happen. It's always a cause and effect. And so you have to say, okay, well, what caused the spike in polio? Don't just talk about polio spike. Talk about what caused it. But this guy comes along, has a foundation all ready to work on an immunization. And then voila, it just falls into place. It just falls into place. Polio is right there. Now, I want to also tell you that at its height, it had 35,000 cases in a year. 35,000 cases. But as I just told you, 99.5, 99% of those cases were not lethal. They didn't result in the paralysis. It was a really small number. But what did they do? They started a campaign for a shot for everybody, and everybody went in to go get it. And then, of course, it was infected. Did that infection cause cancer? You tell me. We have, one in three gets cancer now? And in a couple more years, with the same kind of campaign, they never changed their game plan. Now with the same kind of campaign going, we're going to even see more of it in 3 years, 2 to 3 years. So with a population of that they had back then, when they were doing all the vaccinations, they started the vaccinations in the mid-50s, and they had 200 million. When they started this, they had 146 million people. But it was Basil O'Connor, and no one ever talks about Basil O'Connor. But he worked with the Rockefellers. Rockefellers put on his funeral. Chummy. Very, very, very chummy. I find that kind of interesting, don't you? I always find this stuff interesting, you guys. But when I was looking at the numbers, I thought 35,000 cases. We do cases right now too. That doesn't mean they're all dying, right? So it's always perspective and context. That's the most important thing. I just see them doing the same game plan again. It's just bigger and more lethal this time, sadly. If you get into a hospital, do not let them do remdesivir, says Dr. Brian Artis. Don't let them do it. Shut down their kidneys. Horrible drug. Dex too. Budesonide. From Dr. Richard Bartlett was the game changer. That was the one. And vitamin C, high dose, all of those things. Thanks, you guys. KateDallyShow.com. I go live in just a few minutes and live for 3 hours, and I'll see you next time.